Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums with Jimmy hats, too much friction and snaps. Wild spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group City.
Welcome to this week's episode of Chocolate City Radio, the illest talk show ever. Wow. I'm in a better place today because those of you that called in and listened on Tuesday, I was fucked up in the game. I didn't have access to my switchboard. Internet was acting stupid. My Evo was acting up. I had just got another fucking BlackBerry. I was, like, totally fucked up. I had no idea who called except for Maybach Dice and P. Other callers, if I didn't get you on, I'm sorry. I didn't have access to my switchboard. But today, a bitch is up and running. I'm here. I'm ready. I got a good show planned for tonight. I have rapper Noah Jones out of the Cali area. He's originally from New York, but he moved out to Cali like 11 years ago, and he's been doing his thing ever since. I had the opportunity to listen to some of his music, met him on Twitter. You know, I'm heavy on the Twitter game, and someone asked me to add him and listen to his music. Then when I went and clicked on the link and I saw the video, I'm like, yo, he had mad fucking energy. He was, like, hyped. His music was nice. I'm feeling it. It's, like, late night. I follow him, and I'm like, yo, I got to get you on my show. Because anybody that knows me knows that I'm hyper. I'm energetic. I'm about my business. I like to have a good time. I like to cut up. I like to just fucking wow the hell out. So I figured he would be a good fit on my show. So I had to go ahead and get him. And then he was like, damn, it's not like CP occupied. Now, I'm actually looking for my date because Chocolate City is already booked up for April. And I know this is like the second week, but I was booked up before I came into this week. So that is a good thing. I've already started taking bookings for May. So a bitch is on point with her shit. You can't say I'm not business-minded and I'm not efficient. So while we're waiting for people to come on, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the rundown. So we already had Ben Keaton last Friday. Ben. He's still not sure about having his ass licked, but we're going to give him some time and, you know, he'll probably make a song about it, you know what I mean? So we're gonna let that ass version marinate for a while. Then on Tuesday we had And I was very impressed. He held it down. He freestyled because we had so many difficulties. We couldn't upload his music, but he's a true hip-hopper because he just flowed on out with it. So if you guys have a chance, go back and listen to that. Then tonight we have Noah Jones from the Cali area. Let's give it up for the West Coast. Then on Tuesday, we have Paul Greasy. This is going to be interesting, Mr. Shone. Then on the 15th, now this show right here, yeah, I got country on y'all asses. This show right here, woo, bitch got to go, she got to be mentally prepared for this one. We have No from Bird Gang. Been studying him. Woo, I can't get wild and crazy on him because he's one of those, I think, very deeply tight brothers. So I'm a still study him and find where I can get my little niche in. He said he don't laugh too much, but he ain't got to laugh a lot. But that motherfucker gonna smile. And if not, then I'm gonna fuck his manager up on Twitter. I'm gonna get a rise out of somebody. So on the 19th, we have Carrera out of New York. Girls, he's finer than a bitch. Wow, that motherfucker is fine. He's Spanish, so you know he know how to pronounce them words. That tongue can curl, make your pussy wet. Woo, let me stop, because I'm horny. I ain't had sex since. Woo, I did that show live. I'm trying to wait on some special dick to come through, so I'm going to keep that to a minimum. And on the 22nd, we have the real show, Von Archer out of Fort Lauderdale coming through. Girls, he fine, too. I'm like, all these fine dudes. I mean, I know, man, I'm getting some females on the air so y'all can wow out, so y'all can ask the same kind of questions I be asking the male artists. It don't matter. I don't discriminate. Got some of them coming on, too. So on April 26th, we have Stress that's out of New York, but he's down in the Florida area. We're going to chop it up with him. Then we got to say the best for last. I'm going to close out my month with Temp out of Florida, DJ Temp. Yes, 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 I know, I know, I know. Then I have a couple of bookings for May. Big Imp wants to come back, so we're going to bring Big Imp back for those of y'all. He came on in November, gave me a different outlook about Bronx niggas. I still wouldn't fuck them, but Big Imp is different, you know. He might change my mind if I'm in New York and he say the right things, but I doubt it. You know, Bronx and Harlem is right up there, so I ain't going to say too much because I like Jim Jones and Bird Gang, even though they from different boroughs. I'm not going to disrespect Freaky and Jim. I'm going to give Harlem a chance to redeem themselves from the whack dick that I done had. So I'll be in New York real soon. So any Harlem niggas that's listening, you get a chance to get your face back. Please know if you don't get it right this time, I'm going to have cameras and I'm going to blast your ass again. So we'll leave that right there. Then I'm trying to get Michael Stokes. You know, he sings I Bet It Feels Good. He got hot-ass mixtape All the Way Live out. I listen to that shit all the time. So I'm going to try to get him on May 6th, but that's not confirmed, so that's open. Now, for those of you that's down with DVDs and DJ parties and hot, sexy females, I got Joe Pro out of DA coming on May 10th. He's going to be my co-host, and I promise you, that shit going to be all the way live because I might have my ass in VA that day, so we can do a live in the studio session. So I got some good shit planned, and you know in the summertime, it gets hot. So I got to make it super, super, duper, duper hot. So, you know, while I'm waiting and I'm chilling and everything like that, you know, I'm always doing something. Don't know why, but I guess it's just the person in me. We're going to play some music, but the song that I want to play, I ain't have it uploaded. So that means I have to go and find it and bring it out, which it shouldn't take too long. And, you know, we're going to talk and get to know each other. So now, you know, I'm supposed to have this party on the 29th, but people don't want to act right. So I'm not going to be stuck with all this extra shit and motherfuckers not showing up how I want them to. So I might go ahead and change a few things about the party, such as the location, and take it to a different venue and go somewhere in a different spot in South Carolina. So I'm still working on that. I'm going to keep you guys afloat of that. I'll know by the end of next week what I'm going to do as far as the party goes. So you know what? Let's do this all the way live. All the way live. Yes, that's it. So I'm up here uploading some music to play real quick so we can go ahead and jump this party off. So, like I said, we've already gone through the lineup, the party. So tonight, the topic is going to be the side bitches have too much power. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, sometimes we find ourselves in a situation where our niggas done fucked up. And they fucking a bitch, and then the bitch feels like she has control because the motherfucker's stepping out and wants to do what she wants to do. And some men do that too. Like, when we cheat on that dude, he might feel like, oh, your nigga ain't holding it down, so I'm that nigga, I can do what the fuck I want to. When I tell you to come over here, you come over here because you came over me the first time. So we're not even going to say that's a side bitch. Does a side bitch slash nigga have too much power when you're cheating? Like, you know, I got to have some opinions on that. Because I try not to be the side bitch because I know how I felt when I was in a relationship and my man was stepping out when I was married. Let a nigga cheat on me now. You got me fucked up. But, you know, it's like you try to reverse everything and just be like, okay, you know. So that's one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. And it's going to be quite interesting because I'm sure a lot of different people have different takes on what they feel about side bitches or side niggas having too much power. My thing is, if you wasn't cheating and making it hush-hush, then the motherfucker wouldn't feel like they could tell you what to do and you got to do it in order to keep your house together. That's how I feel. But I see my girl, Nay, on the line. I'm going to bring her on because, you know, after a while, she might be feeling real good off of pain medication. So we're going to bring Nay on and see what she got to say about side bitches and side niggas. Here we go.
I'm mad that you put me on blast about my pain meds, but I'm good right now. They had
girl, do you know how much money you can make off them bitches right about now?
Are you serious? What? No. I called in to get another prescription today. No, ma'am. No,
girl,
shit.
Motherfuckers will beat you in the half of that. I'm like, girl, look, I'll give you $20 a pill. I'm like, what? Shit, doctor, I lost my shit.
That today, and I'm like, wow, that's what's up. We're looking out, Doc.
Oh, damn, I forgot. I was looking at Freestyle Friday and Blind Fury 1. That is one talented blind motherfucker. I love Blind Fury, like, really. And it's funny how you look at the judges and they're, like, amazed at him. Like, you know, a lot of times when you're born with handicaps, you're born with extra gifts. So he wasn't born with his sight, but he was born with a big-ass mouth. Like, he is such a good lyricist. Did you see that? Oh, you
no.
Didn't look at BET tonight. Girl,
no,
you have to go back on YouTube. You got to go on YouTube and look at Blind Fury. And when you listen to him, you will be like, wow, he's a white guy out of South Carolina that is blind. He went the whole season of Freestyle Friday undefeated.
What?
And he can sing. I didn't know he could sing until like 2 weeks ago when Chris Brown and Jim Jones was the judges. He was like, he was rapping against this one dude, and he was like, yo, this is for Chris Breezy. He busted out singing. Man, Jim Jones' sexy ass got up off the chairs and was like, oh, shit, Chris Brown just threw the card up because the nigga was killing it. I was like, whoa, girl, I don't know. Tonight we got Noah Jones in the building. He was originally born in New York, but he's been in Cali doing his thing. And he real light skinned, so I don't know if he's Spanish or what. It don't even matter. He got mad energy. So, you know, when I see a dude with mad energy, the first thing I be thinking about is, boy, I bet that dude can fuck his ass off. But, you know, that's just the nasty freak in me. I can't help it. I'm not going to apologize for my thoughts. But, you know, that's what my mind runs sometimes.
So, well, you know, you talk about yourself.
You know, and then Vin hits me up on BBM talking about he hasn't been watching porn in a while. We can tell because you ain't letting nobody tap that ass.
But you know what? You come on the show and they talk that rah-rah shit all the fucking time. And then when you get them behind closed doors, I'm telling you, they go ask you to do it, but they be like, ooh, she did all that, man. Damn, I want to experience that. And they be like, they've been talking to their boys like, man, their boys be like, you better go ahead. That shit feel good. And if you find a bitch to do that, you better hold on to it. And he just be like, I don't know. When he in that bedroom behind them closed doors, he be wanting to try. I can hear it in his voice because he protested too much during the show. So when you sit there and you keep saying no, and you don't change the subject, to me you're saying yes, I'm curious, but I don't know how to come out
and say I want to try it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he want to try.
Yes, very much so. So if he wants to try, we'll let him try it. We will let him try it.
We're going to slip him a roofie and we just going to take it. He'll be all right.
Hell yeah. I mean, what can you say? But, ooh. Mm.
Nothing, but thank you.
Yeah, no. Like,
he's going to be saying thank you. Ooh, do it again.
I mean, make it sound like baby making music. That song is really, really nice. Like, I listen to it all the time. And my son is like, Mom, that's why you got 4 kids. You nasty as fuck. Nobody want to hear that shit. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, give us some earphones. He said, you're being disrespectful with that music. I'm like, what? But I can't help it. Like, you know, every now and then you find a person that really, like, it's a song, and you just like, ooh, I like this. I really like this song. Like, this dude, Michael Stokes. Have you heard of him? He's from Florida.
No.
What?
What do you look like?
He's dark skinned. He has a nice ass body. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this song by him. And then after you hear this song, you're going to be like, ooh, I'm trying to get him on the show on May 6th. Like, oh, he's on the track with Blood Walker. I bet it's so good. And he has he sounds like R. Kelly, and he sounds like Trey Songz a little bit, but he has that pure, raw voice. Like, he sings good without music, too. It's just like, he like one of the ones, but you hear him, you be like, shit. Then he got that Tyrese kind of body going on. Like, damn. Then it makes you wonder what kind of dick got going on. Because I heard Tyrese had a big-ass dick, like, literally.
That's what I heard, too, yes, but is he like a woman beater? So I don't know if I want to find
the pussy out. He can beat the pussy up, I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead and play this song so you can see what I'm talking about, so it can get you in the mood, so you can understand about this man's voice. Where the hell is it? Oh, here it is. Michael Stokes, All the Way Live.
Looking back at the phone like you didn't call me, girl, and you ain't even called me at all. 2 hours passed, I keep looking back, and I'm wondering why I keep on tripping like that. Reminiscing back when I first hit that ass, girl, why your pussy kept on dripping like that. I know I was tripping, please listen to these messages I keep leaving on the phone. Come back home. alone on this throne, on this throne, on this throne. Girl, bring your ass back home, and I swear to God, I'ma put it on you, baby, all the way live, all the way live. And when I get you in my bed again, I swear we gon' be sweating it, all the way live, all the way live. Out of the bed, I swear you used to lay your head. I'm dripping like that, dripping like that. I'm taking these cold showers, wondering how we get so sour, girl. I'm dripping like that, dripping like that, yeah. I'm drinking and smoking, wishing and hoping this door open, girl, and you would come right back, come right back.
Oh, I was tripping, please listen to these messages I keep leaving on your phone.
I love it. God, he's talking about pussy dripping. Damn.
I'm going to need you to stop patting it over there, Top, because you're making too much noise.
Girl, I ain't had none in so in a minute. It's taking a toll on me. I'm being picky. I'm trying to wait to make my way up to New York. Because, girl, I'm telling you, New York dick is, like, some of the best dick out there. They swag is so different. It's, like, it's just indescribable. Then when they're in the bed, like, oh, my God. It's, like, it's out of this world. That's why I don't really tip when I'm here in North Carolina. When I go to Florida, it's niggas from New York that's down there that I know is going to fuck me right, so I don't really trip. Got that a lot. But when I go to New York, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I just don't fuck with niggas in Harlem. It's a Bronx. But Brooklyn? Oh, my God, I had one dude fuck me all night long, girl.
We're going to need to get you up there or something. We need to take up donations and send your butt to New York or something. Cause
you know what? It's so bad. I'm going up there for one day. And I promise you, he better be on point. Because I'm there early in the morning, and then I'm going to leave that night. So, yeah, within the first 2 hours I'm there, handling his business.
Oh, I already got reserve on reserve. You got plan B already, just in case the initial plan doesn't go through.
Or is it just because the initial plan ain't good?
And let me tell you, you always got to have a backup. Always. You can't put all your eggs in one basket because when that motherfucking basket fall out the bottom and all them eggs break, what the fuck you going to do?
Be miserable. I refuse to be miserable in New York. Like, seriously.
I understand.
I had somebody in the chat room said I'm deliberately trying to start a war between New York and Florida. Hell, half the motherfuckers in Florida from New York anyway, so it won't even matter. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in fuck some people from Florida.
The Jamaicans down there, they dick is whack. I thought I was going to have to go to Jamaica myself and import the dick. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm all excited. I'm like, okay, I heard Jamaicans supposed to have these big dicks and supposed to be able to blow your back out. I'm fucking them up. Like, are you done yet? Like, what the fuck? And that's bad. That's bad.
Maybe you need to teach them. Maybe you need to invite them to some of your classes.
Girl, you have to teach. Okay, anything over 33 and up, anything you got to teach, you don't need to teach. Real talk. Because they set in their ways and they feel like they good. Now, below that, you know what I'm saying? It's good because you can mold him into what you want. And then when you don't want him anymore, you can throw your little play toy away and he can go please the next one. At least he knows what he's doing. But when you get a certain
age, I kind of have them in my play toy at the same time. Sorry, that's just my preference. But we already had this discussion, so don't act like it's a surprise.
I'm just laughing. I'm just laughing because I don't know what to say.
All I know is I can't wait to bring the party down here because I'm about to rechange some things because I'm not liking what I'm seeing up here. So April 30th may not even happen. You know what I'm saying? I might change it, switch the date up, make it like a little social gathering in one little city, pop it off right there. And then let all the good shit happen in Florida and New York. Because
Okay. Everywhere
else, they don't know how to do it right. They play. They play with fucking. Don't play with fucking in me. I take that shit seriously. So in Florida, I know y'all fucking. In New York, I know y'all straight fucking. In the A, they fucking, but I just need to bring dick with me so I know what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Suspect. Anything from VA on up, north, is fucking.
South Carolina, they playing. The ATL, they will break your ass off, especially in Southeast Atlanta, where the motherfucking rappers be at. Yeah, they
careful in ATL, because it's a lot of closet mofos in ATL, man, for real.
You know, that's why when I lived in Atlanta, I would move together from California.
When you in Atlanta, then, you need imported dick.
Yeah, because I was shocked at some of the shit that I was seeing. I was like, wow, like, that's a hump. Like, what the fuck? Like, nah. But yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know about Louisiana and Texas and stuff like that, because I ain't really, you know, when I was doing my thing, hustling in Texas, you know, the little dudes that I chilled with, they were Mexicans, they were from Cali. Cali give it up, too. Well, Cali would do, like, a little crip walk or blood walk, whatever fucking shit they be doing, and fuck the hell out of you.
Just crip walk on me, man.
He ran in the bed, your legs all weak. This motherfucker get up and he start doing it. I'm like, oh, for real? That's how you gonna carry it? You trying to handle me? Like, nah, I'm just saying. I don't know what he was about to tell you.
No, I'm
like,
a Because I'm a good one to be like, nah, dog, you need to get up off me because this ain't even what I thought it would be. This ain't good.
Cali dick is different than any dick in the world. Cali, remember, Cali is so fucking big. Cali dick is like this. When they stick that shit in you, you good, right? But it's like when they pull it out, it's like that motherfucker get longer. And you can be like, oh, that was sexy.
Dude.
It's like that shit growing. You
so awful.
And it's still coming out. I was like, what? Like, damn. And then you're just standing there and you're just looking at a zebra dick. Like, you know, zebras and horses got long dicks. And then you get scared. Like, what? But then when you think about all that dick that was in you, you start getting all excited and be like, come here, I need round two. I'm telling you, Cali got that silent for long dick. It's like, wow. And then I'm trying to see what states have the best pussy eaters. That's kind of hard.
It's not Florida. It ain't Florida. You better ask the guys to represent. I think we should just have a contest. I really do think we should have a contest.
You know what? We can have that at the party. We should really have a pussy eating contest. Now, this is a problem that you're going to run into. Females are going to want to participate because some females feel like females eat pussy better than men.
Well, let them.
Would you let a female eat you?
If it was wrong, then I didn't know.
Okay, now let me ask you this. What if there was some dick in the equation?
Oh, well, if that's
like,
as in
a threesome
thing. I would. How many pain pills am I took?
It depends on what you're taking. Is it Vicodin or Percocet?
Percocet.
You're going to take two perks. You're taking two perks.
Okay. If I took two perks, then it probably won't even matter.
Yeah. Because me personally, I have been in that situation. Had a best friend, and she was bi, and she was just determined. And I was like, whatever. We was coming from somewhere. That bitch caught me slipping. We was in Atlanta. I was driving down 285 in my red Mustang.
I told you, see, Atlanta did it.
Man, because anybody that knows me knows that titties, having my titties suck, that's my shit. You suck my titties, you're going down. Then if you play R. Kelly, your body's calling you, pussy gets wet instantly. I don't know what it is about that song. So we're driving, and she starts sucking my titties. Oh, my God. That shit was feeling good. You talking about a bitch that was making sure her Mustang could run? I'm doing like 90 to get to my townhouse. When I get to the townhouse, we hop in the shower. And when I tell you she ate the hell out of my pussy, I couldn't do nothing but call my boyfriend and let him listen. He was like, wait, come get me. I'm like, no. This shit is too good. No. That changed the course of our relationship. But at the end of the day, I still had to fuck him because there was no dick there. Once you lick it, you've got to stick it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, But, you know, that's one of the things. I would love to see a male and a female eat the same pussy and the female tells me who's better.
Okay, I'm going to watch. I'm not volunteering for that one. I'm refused to have a female let a female turn me out. This is not going to happen.
But see, you have such a strong mind. You have such a strong mind.
Not, not at that point in time. No, that is a very weak moment. Mm-mm, it's not going to happen. You know, we know things. We know how to do things to our body that men don't know how to do. That's why you have females setting that up on other females. No. She will have you sprung. She going to have you turned out. And I'm going to watch because I'm going to record it. And I'm going to be like, this was the moment where Chalk Mommy lost the guard. And she was turned out.
Please.
Had a showgirl.
It's
a leg on the head.
There is no nigga in this world that can turn me out. I've been turned out before. That was my ex-husband. We've been divorced 13 years, okay? Mm-hmm. Second of all, ain't no bitch out there that good that can turn me out. And if she does, I promise you I will bring her on this show and let everybody hear her turn me out again.
Okay.
You
got
to record it.
Need to accept this challenge. If you feel like you are the person that can turn talk out, oh, you need to instant message us ASAP. Because,
Yeah. Yeah, please. Just hit us up. Hit us up. If you feel like you can turn out the beast, you know what I'm saying? Because I turn females out, too. Because my lethal head game, my felony head game, it doesn't discriminate. Male, female, you know what I'm saying? It's all the same. It's all the same. It's going to go down. My thing is, once I do what I do, I need some dick to come behind me, whether you fuck me up or you fuck her up. Somebody needs to get fucked up after I've set the tempo. Or if I've given a dude some head, I need the female to come and just smash him, like straddle him. You know what I'm saying? Ride him. And just take the nut from him. Like, boom. Then after she finished, I come behind her, get the dick hard again, then I jump on his ass. Like, I need some tag team threesome action. That's what I need in my life. Like, for real. Like, if you can do that, and we just keep draining the man, and he can't do shit, but just lay there and take it, then that's what I need. I'm all for that. I'm going in there. I'm going to go down in the history books as an officially thorough fucking bitch. Like, yo, I never been done dirty like that. Then, don't fuck around there and let me tap that ass. It's a wrap.
I don't want to be there when you get little boy that was on the show last week that was hollering about not wanting his booty wig, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I want to be there when you turn him out because it is going to be a turnout. I know it is. I mean, if we have to, it's going to be a turnout, and I cannot wait. You need to make
I
sure
know.
Somebody is there recording that one.
I see a 714 number, and I'm not sure if that's Noah. If that's Noah, I need you to press number 1, 714. If you're my guest, I need you to press number 1 so I can grab you. Cha-ching! I think grass hill may have been
okay. Remember when Noah Jones on, and like I told you, he got mad energy. I've never had the opportunity to talk to him, but I've seen the video, and he's slim. And you know what they say about them slim dudes? When they drop them, when they drop them pants, sometimes the light go out because that. So I don't know. Maybe this is gonna be quite interesting. Hold on. Hi, Noah.
Ladies, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I kind of didn't want to leave the computer. I was hearing y'all talk. I'm like, yo, yeah. I didn't know what I was getting into. I should have did a little more research. I was like, whoa, I young people probably listening to this. I'm like, yo, it's cracking. I was like, it's popping over here. We're in a building.
I gave you the warning today. I was like, are you sure you're ready? Like,
you never know what you're ready for until you actually thrown to the wolves. So, you know, I'm having a good time.
You know, like when I got your information on Twitter, I instantly clicked on the link and went to your video,
And I was like, oh, shit. I'm not vibing to it. As soon as I see this, I clicked off the X, went back to who gave me your Twitter, and I was like, hey, I need to get him on my show. And then he's like, hit him up. And I'm like, he's not following me. Then I went to drop the message, and then he followed me back. And then I was just like, huh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Then he sent me your bio. I'm reading it, and I'm like, damn, he got a colorful-ass pad. For one, you from New York. So
yeah, originally, yeah.
You already got some clout with you, because, you know, New York dick is real good. But then over in Cali.
But now I got that bi-coastal, you know what I mean?
See, that's what I'm talking about. And I ain't had no dick in a minute, so you got to excuse me, because I'm getting a little excited over here. Then you got this look to you, and you got that damn tattoo on your neck. You make a bitch want to bite you.
Thank you. I wanted to make a statement. Apparently I did the right thing, so, you know.
Now, see, only thing you need to do now is make a bigger statement and just be like, whew, like, oh, my God, like, I don't know. Like, to me,
you should just let him put it to you and do it on camera so that way all the rest of us can watch it. And then you'll be good. That's the last straw right there. I'm just going to put it out there. That's my suggestion.
You know, he's a rapper. He's an artist. So this is the artist disclaimer. I can't do that with my career because my label. Everybody on your label, whoever is fucking, y'all make homemade videos. What it is they don't want to get caught out there giving up some whack dick or a bitch fuck them up again to get played. Because if they rapping about how they busting asses, making bitches ball up in circles, taking their dick and putting it all in their stomach and it really ain't even hitting the pussy right, see, all that's on tape. So that's discrediting them as a rapper because they've been lying on their dick and their lyrics. So I think that's why a lot of people don't want to do it, because they don't want to get fucked up and be embarrassed. And motherfuckers be like, yo, you lied. Like, I thought you was this super hard fucking, like, you just destroyed bitches and that bitch destroyed you, like, in 10 minutes. Like, wow. They would, like, just lose confidence in their role model. That's my take. I mean, I could be wrong. No, it could be like he could be a serious-ass banger. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Jones? Hello?
Did we lose?
He's still there. Oh, shit. My bad. He got muted. My bad.
Wow. I guess my opinion wasn't really that important. Damn, is that how you feel in your heart right now? Like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Oh, my goodness. Now, what I was trying to say was it depends on the woman because, you know, sometimes people have great chemistry. Sometimes they have whack chemistry. But I was in an 8.5-year relationship, so I had no complaints. So, you know, we good. You know, I didn't have any cheating issues with the female cheating either. So, you know, I basically was holding it down. So, you know.
Okay, now you say you didn't cheat with the female cheating. Did you cheat?
Nah, but we had our little separation times where I did get out there and do my thing. So, you know, I'm a man. I got needs too. So, you know, it is what it is. But it wasn't like, you know, I'm dating and then, you know, on the side type of thing. Nah, it was all during me trying to find somebody else to be with. And then that didn't work out. So, you know, kind of went back. So,
are you still with her?
No. We broke up last.
Oh, so you don't last
month. Yeah, I'm single. Yeah.
Oh, so you can go ahead and volunteer for a casting call.
It depends on the role that I'm playing. You know what I'm saying? It depends.
You want to know what the role is? I can tell you what the role is.
Yeah, what's the role?
to dick fuck toy. The hell out of me. Like, give me some dick that I ain't had before. I need something that's just going to have me laying at the edge of the bed like, damn.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, I can always give it an E for effort. You know what I'm saying? I can't promise nothing because, you know, I don't want to disappoint nobody. But, you know, I'll give it the old college try. So that was whatever. But
you know what? Like you said, you got bi-coastal bit. Because you can fuck New York style and then turn around.
And I lived in St. Louis. I lived in St. Louis for 4 years too. So, you know, it's kind of like coast to coast all the way through.
Oh, so we got the Midwest going on, too.
Yeah,
holy
I lived
shit.
In St. Louis for 4 years, man. On the north side and the south side, south to St. Louis.
Ooh, so you could start out fucking in New York style, eat the pussy Midwest style, and then bang it back Cali style.
Wow. Y'all gonna have me losing so many followers for real. Watch, trust me. I'm gonna go back to my Twitter. I'm gonna have like 6,000 followers. Like, damn, nigga lost a cool 10,000 in an hour and a half. Goodness. Oh, man.
My medicine. She's on. I'm gonna bring her on because, oh my god. I got a tweet, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to play some of your music. Like, I'm so glad you got the kids early, because, ooo-wee.
Yeah. What happened was my baby mom, she sprung it on me last weekend. It was like, you know you got the kids all week for spring break, right? I was like, wow, that wasn't our agreement, but yeah, I got them, no problem. So it worked out, you know what I'm saying, anyway. So it was cool, because I enjoyed being with my kids anyway, so it was cool. But I just don't like getting them last second. This is what I got to do type of things because it screws up my schedule. So, but it worked out great, though. I'm having a good time. They're in the house relaxing. I'm outside in the peace and quiet talking to y'all. So it's all good. Because they in there tearing up shit. I'm telling you now, they in there tearing up shit because they got like a 42-inch flat screen. They be going ham on every kind of movie. Look, they go crazy. Family Guy, all that shit. They going nuts right now.
Oh, so see, they straight. So daddy get to talk about his music. Daddy gets to get nasty. Daddy gets to.
And the speakers is off, so they can't hear me. The speakers is off, so they cannot hear me. So I'm good.
Oh, see, that's good. But you know, people in the chat room can't hear you.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, I ain't worried about that.
Let me go ahead and bring Miss T on because I know she is like, y'all are some nasty ass heathens. But hey, this is my take on sex. Everybody is fucking. That's how we all got here. Fucking has been going on since the beginning of time. And if you ask me, in the Old Testament, they were nastier than we are now because everybody was fucking outside. They was having orgies before we was even thought about being born. They just cleaned it up.
Right. True indeed.
Yeah, so everybody's fucking, everybody's sucking, everybody's licking, a select crew is swallowing properly, so hey, I ain't mad at the way.
Wow. Goodness gracious, good lord.
Miss P, hi.
Yes, hey,
how are y'all?
Nasty.
Good, having a great time right now.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Listen, somebody said they were going to lose some followers. No. People are going to see the truth and add you. Oh, what?
I got some youngsters that follow me, too, and I'm pretty sure they think I'm a saint, but, you know, it is what it is. You win some, lose some.
Listen, kids are nastier than grown folks. Oh, goodness.
It's not
right around that.
Behind closed doors.
Exactly.
What about 15? Oh, my goodness. Listen, I thought having sons has given me a whole new outlook on the nastiness of children. Oh, you laughing. Little girls are sending cooter pictures already at 14, 15.
Wow.
You had to bop them on the head and kick them in the butt. They already.
They fast, huh?
Whoa. Listen,
super.
How old are your kids? How old is your oldest?
My oldest is five. I got two daughters, five and two.
you are lucky. You got a couple of years. When my 22-year-old son turned about 13 and started talking about how the babysitter was giving him head, man, that tore my whole world apart. My world was crushed. What you know about that? Oh, yeah, kids. Oh, goodness. Listen, you got it easy. Thank God for them while they're little, but just know that the kids are nasty.
There they
you gotta beat them.
Hopefully, I can keep an eye on my daughters a little bit. I mean, I'm gonna have it rough. Since my oldest, she has like hazel eyes, dimples, long hair, so I'm gonna be in trouble. But you know, I gotta keep my eye on her. She's a Jones, so she'll be all right.
Just keep bail money in the bank. Keep bail money in the bank. You'll never go.
And teach her. Be honest with her. And teach her.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty open. You know what I mean? Like, we talk.
Because what you don't teach her, a little boy is going to want to teach her.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
Okay.
Very true.
But, don't speak dead on your followers. They're going to increase. You're going to get nastier followers. A bunch of old, nasty people
yeah.
are going to start following you after the night. Hey, Chuck, Mr. GA on the night?
Yeah, Mr. GA is on. I have somebody with their hand up. But it's a number that is just, like, all ones. Like, I don't even know, like, to be like, okay, who the hell are you? And, you know, I'm not rude like that. But then again, yes, the hell I am. I'm going to be rude.
You said somebody's calling
up
a weird number?
Yeah, it's like, it's just all ones. So it means their number
it
is
might be, it might, you know what it might be? It might be out of the country followers, too, and I put my number out there.
Oh,
so
let me see.
Yeah, I got people from the UK, from Ireland, all that. So
oh, and they're freaky over
goodness.
There. They might have a real nasty story.
No, why did you just ever to hit one to talk? Because he was listening. Precious, he's considering doing a casting call to Fuck Me Silly. Yes.
Ooh. Ooh,
no.
Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones.
I mean, I'll consider, and, you know, I mean, nothing set in stone, but, you know, I got to entertain the offer that comes across the table, you know what I mean?
Well, are we going
gotta
to
give
have
it an honest
artist
thought?
To do a remix of me and Mr. Jones for that same job?
Ooh. Ooh. Wow. Damn. You know what?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And he light skinned, and girl, you know I'm a sucker for it. Ooh, yes, he's slim. That got that nice tattoo on his neck. He got them nice lips. He got some long ass fingers. Like I'm thinking, his dick might be somewhere between 8 and 9. It might be real thick. I didn't try to concentrate too much on the fingers and stuff because, you know, I don't believe in touching my
fingers. She's being real analytical right now. Look at this. She's, you know.
Wow.
She's actually trying to, you know, scope the whole scene out.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know. And you said he has a neck tattoo, so he's not afraid of pain. So that means you can scratch
him.
Uh-huh. Deep tattoos. I ain't afraid of a little pain. It's all good. Life is all about pain.
Oh, and you can hear in his voice, like, he will let you handcuff him to the bed and just ride the shit out of him. Like, really.
As long as you don't rob me, we good. To my handcuffs, and see what I'm saying? Usually that don't end up too good. Usually you end up broke after a situation like that.
Oh, nah. Only thing I'm going to rob you for is your nut, baby. And you can either deposit it in the magnum or you can deposit it in my mouth to force it yours. That's the only way you're going to be robbed.
Wow. But I wouldn't consider that robbing. You know, that's kind of like a donation, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I need a deposit. I haven't had a protein shake in a while.
Wow. Well, goodness gracious. You're gonna have me on one when I go back in the house. Like, man, what am I going to do? I'm going to be making me some phone calls after this interview. Like, yo, what you got going on? Like, you know, my kids are going to be sleeping in 5 minutes. Like, what's popping?
Hey. I'm looking after the interview. Mr. Jones might need some pussy.
Huh. She's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
So go ahead and talk about your music before I
ready to pull out your dick and talk to me on the number two.
Wow. Goodness gracious. Now, what would you like to know? I'm actually working on an album right now called Relationship Therapy, so it's going to be pretty interesting. You know what I mean? It's going to be all about, like, you know, just stuff that people go through in relationships and good moments, bad moments, you know, just some things like that. Some mood music for people in relationships, basically. So.
Wow.
Like my next project that I'm working on. And I did that on purpose. Like 4 months ago, my goal was to get 10,000 female followers on Twitter. So that way, you know, I can have a fan base and a demographic in order to send this project out to these people. So, and that's basically what happened. In 4 months, I ended up reaching my goal, and, you know, I'm just getting ready to finish up the project and put it out there for people. So, it's going to be interesting. So, I got some personal stuff on there, too, about, like, me and my baby moms and just all kinds of stuff. So, it's crazy.
It's a good project.
Yeah, like I don't have a problem doing that. Like that's the one thing about me and my music. Like I put it all out there, and it actually got me into trouble in my relationships and stuff like that because it's real, real, real personal. So it was kind of like, you know, when you hear me saying something in a record, like my baby moms used to be like, "Yo, who is this and who is that?" And I know you're not talking about me. Like, you know, just little things like that. So I try to keep it as authentic as possible.
That's what's up. So
yeah,
what made you get into the rapping game?
I don't know. It didn't start out as rap. Like, I started out, like, just writing and, you know, like, reading a lot of stories and books and stuff like that. So I was a very, very bad kid. So I used to get in trouble all the time, and the only thing I was able to do was, like, write and draw. So, you know, once I got tired of drawing, I just started writing. And then it just kind of, like, you know, went into poetry and stuff like that. And, you know, just went from there to music. So
how did you end up from New York to college?
Oh, my father lives out here in California. Like, a short background on my pops is he left when I was 2 years old. So, you know, I didn't really get a chance to interact with him much until I was an adult. And he basically was like, "Hey, you know, you're doing music or whatever. I got some connections out here in Cali. So why don't you come out here and let me see what I can make happen for you." And, you know, being from New York, I was very strong-willed. So when I came out here and things weren't how he said they were supposed to be, I decided to just hang out here anyway and make it happen for myself because I had a lot of people in New York that thought I was going to be, like, the chosen one. So, you know, I was like, well, I'm not going to run back to New York and look like a lion with his tail between his legs, so I'm just going to stay out here and make it happen. So that's basically what I did, and, you know, now I'm doing my thing, and the people back home are proud, and, you know, now I got kids out here, and I'm here for my kids like my dad wasn't here for me, so it's cool. So.
Wow.
So, like, name some of the people that you worked with.
Mostly West Coast artists. I've worked with this dude named Nipsey Hussle, which I'm pretty sure you probably heard of. He did records with Smooth Game, everybody. So I did records with Nipsey. Crooked Eye, who's basically just signed to Eminem's record label. He's in a group called Slaughterhouse with Joe Buttons and Royce da 5'9" and Joel Ortiz. I did a song with him. Let me see. Nocturnal, which is Dr. Dre's old protege. He had that song Super Ugly, and he had a couple other little big records. And I did about 5 or 6 records with him. This other guy named Glasses Malone, who's signed to Cash Money. So I did a record with him. J-Rock, who signed to Strange Music. He used to be signed to Warner, and he had a song called Ghetto, I think, with Lil Wayne. As far as production, I did quite a few records with Jimi Kendricks. And Jimi Kendricks is a producer from up on the East Coast, from New York. And he produced for Jay-Z, 50 Cent. He did a lot of in-house stuff for Murder, Inc. when it was really popping. So he did some of Ja Rule's big records. And, you know, I do a lot of work with him, too, currently to this day. So that's pretty much on a large scale, like, of the artists that are popular. I did, like, 180 features with, like, local people last year. So, you know, I'd stay busy.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's a heavy catalog.
Yeah, I put out 5 albums in the last 365 days, so I work hard, extremely hard. So.
I wonder how you managed to fly under my radar.
Well, you know what it is? Basically, it's like everything is run by the blog sites now. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of blog sites that are kind of like radio stations. Like, if they don't mess with you, they just don't mess with you. You know what I mean? And a lot of times they wait for you to really be popular in order to put your music on there instead of saying, yo, this dude got a dope record, let me just put it on there. You know what I mean? You have to, like, build relationships with these people. And you actually have to have a slew of big records for them to really start name-dropping you with some of these other big people, because they want people that's going to generate traffic for their site. So putting unknown up-and-coming artists on their site ain't really helping nobody out unless they pay them, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's a catch-22.
Hmm.
So, but I'm here now, so we good. And it's only getting better.
Hmm.
So.
Hell yes. You sent me 4 tracks.
Yeah.
Which one would you like for me to play first?
Whatever one you want, it doesn't matter. I'm confident in all of them. It's so funny because I don't even remember which ones I sent. So it's like, you know, just
I knew you was
going to
say that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play, is it F That, E-F-F?
Oh, F That, yeah, F That.
Okay.
That's a cool record produced by somebody from Canada. I shot a music video out there, too. They flew me to Canada, shot a music video. I did some radio station interviews while I was out there. So shout out to Canada. They do it real big over there.
Oh, hell yeah, they got some good ass weed. Not that I smoke, but shit. I'm trying to go over there and network.
Set up a trip, let's go.
So on that note, F that.
There you go.
When I'm rich, you gon' see me hit the block in an all-black Lambo. My enemies are roaches, when I come, they scramble. My niggas is goons, SKs with the ammo. Hit a nigga up, rat, like Rambo. You don't want it with us, motherfucker, you dreamin'. I leave him slumped over in a seat, he leanin'. Been a while, got a different style, they fiendin'. This nigga's hollow man on the block, we don't see him. I'ma be in the same spot, same pack, but in a different dimension with the flow, K-Pack. I'm the cleanup man, like Comet or Ajax. But before you say my name, better check your facts. Raised in the east, then landed in the west. So I rep both hard, so don't ask what's best. A fusion, a hybrid, genetically adept. And I'm bred for success, so just cut those checks. Niggas don't like me, but that's very likely. Probably cause they baby mama and they girl like me. They wanna proceed, niggas beefing despite me. Sorry we ain't in the same league like Ivy. Niggas where I'm from, push white like ivory. Out the house, back alleyway or a side street, just to get they wrist frostbit like an icy. Tryna be the new Mr. Big Ron Ivy. Yo, these niggas say no one can't rap,
off that.
And now they tryna say we ain't got stack,
off that.
These niggas tryna talk shit behind my back,
off that.
They only jealous cause they ain't where we at. These niggas tryna say no one can't rap,
off that.
And now they tryna say we ain't got stack,
off that.
These niggas tryna talk shit behind my back,
oh,
they only jealous cause they ain't where we at.
Oh,
now because I'm hot, they wanna hang where I'm living. And if we got beef, hell nah, I don't forgive them. Put them in the group, son, them niggas like children. Rappers say, no one got balls like prison. Don't get it confused, y'all niggas ain't competition. You'll be wishing your ass don't end up missing. Homie, as a youth, I didn't have a pot to piss in. Now it seems I can't get winning out of my system. Dog, don't say shit, I'm the replacement. Killer women lick me, saying no one is their favorite. Flavor, but don't take offense because you'll never make it. Have them in a hostage situation in the basement. Now that I'm the shit, you can tell by my fragrance. Been around hooligans, outcasts, and vagrants. Like corrupt doctors, I lack the patience. Get from around me, I'm whack rapper racist. Niggas try to doubt me, I'm smiling in their faces. They must not have used lyricism as a basis. Fuck y'all saying, flow pattern cage, and I already won the game. Give a fuck if y'all playing, motherfucker, you a lightweight. We was at the weigh-in, now we all up in your shit like it was a home invasion. Nice with the shit, fuck labels, they tryna rape them. I'm the transporter, you can call me Jason Statham. You got some views, nigga, please don't state them. I paid my dues with interest like banking. Place your bets, know what is the best, you'll rake in. Do it like the real fucking mob, we made men.
Niggas say no one can't rap,
off that.
Now they tryna say we ain't got stack,
off that.
These niggas tryna talk shit behind my back,
off that.
They only jealous cause they ain't where we at. These niggas tryna say no one can't rap,
off that.
Now they tryna say we ain't got stack,
off that.
These niggas tryna talk shit behind my back,
off that.
They only jealous cause they ain't
termites.
Well, damn.
We back.
Yeah, we back.
Okay.
Wow. That's a serious ass song.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That you have some serious, some go hard lyrics.
It varies though. You know what I mean? It depends on my mood, so it just depends.
But I really like it.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate that. You have me muted again, baby. You have me muted again.
Hell nah. I don't know what happened. Matter of fact, let me tell you what you did to my homie. You got her so worked up, you had to take a toy break. How the hell she gonna bust me up doing my job?
Wow.
Damn. Not my imperative that I get some tonight.
Well.
Now, who the hell am I gonna call for this and listen?
I'm thinking the same thing. Like, you know, I'm trying to mentally arrange something myself.
Well, you know what? Don't join my site. Cause you join my site, you don't need to call about 3, 4, 5 people to bring you down.
Well, 3 or 4, 5 people, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause, when I be looking at the videos that I haven't posted on the site yet, oh my God, it's one particular one when I'm coming, and oh my God, like I should really be a porn star because I was throwing it back like an official bitch, like woo! Oh, I forgot I am a porn star. My bad.
This is stupid.
We're incorporating a pussy eating contest on one of them sensual Saturdays. So we're going to have male and female eat, one female, and she's going to tell us who's better.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know how many people pay admission to get into that or what?
Of course.
Might as well.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, you might as well.
Yes, I'm going to have to. Now, if somebody in the chat room, and I'm going to fuck up her name, sweetie, please forgive me. Is it? I'm just going to spell it out. When in doubt, spell it out. So, N-I-L-A-L-I-L-I. She's like Noah Jones. France loves you. Keep doing your shit, baby. Aww.
Love you too, girl. I appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, that's so sweet.
See, yes, it is. See, he's international, so I know I got to tap the dance. Because in that way, my coochie would be international.
You get the frequent flyer miles, you know what I'm saying? The mile high show.
Wow. What's wrong with him?
I don't know why she's talking about some. Okay. She know how I am. I'm a problem. I'm a serious ass problem. Oh, hell. Gigi got her hand up. Woo! No,
what nasty shit
is
Gigi into tonight?
What am I getting into?
Gigi is like, ooh, Gigi is like, Gigi's not like me. Gigi is different. Gigi is one of them super sophisticated, edumacated freaks, and she's very in tune with the dark side, so some of her fantasies be out there, but when you at home alone and you ain't got shit to do and you think about the shit Gigi want to do, it might make your pussy jump or it might make your dick. Nah, I don't want to make your dick jump because some of her shit is like, ooh. But for a female, she'd be like, I probably was just like a dude with a strap on. Like, would I have the power?
I don't know because I'm a female. And let me tell you, the power for me if I have a strap on, it's not for him to feel good. It's like some punishment type shit. I'm on some hola. If I would have put on a strap on and fuck a dude, I would fuck him up for every nigga that ever got on my nerves. I would just like terrorize his asshole. Punish the hell out of him.
Damn. Like
okay,
reparations.
You already know.
Reparations.
Yes. And then you know me. I would throw my extra shit on there. You know, I always got to be like, take that, take that, take that. And then I just grab
get the ditty on. Get the ditty on.
You know, I'm going to now I'm going to want to hit him. You know, see, so it's not a coochie wet and thought for me. It's like a Hitler type thought. I'm going to conquer the male part of the world. Wapowie. You know. And there's nothing sexually gratifying about that. It's just hateful meanness. Maybe I just need some damn help. But
counselor or something. That's mean. That's just evil.
See, thank you for agreeing with me. I'm like, so when I hear Gigi's thoughts of, oh, yes, I'd like to ram a dildo on a man's ass, I'm thinking, and that's sexual? Hell no. That's torture. Yeah.
But if that's a fantasy for him, just think about it. You know, like, different strokes for different folks. You know what I mean? And
if it's a fantasy for him, it won't be after I get through.
What?
He's going to regret that shit forevermore. It's too crazy.
Why don't you bring Gigi on and see what her fantasy is? Now, see, this is the one thing that I'm mad about because I really needed Ross B to come on my show so him and Gigi could talk about this fantasy of hers because I would want to know what his thoughts were.
I would have wanted her to videotape that. I really would have wanted her to videotape that because he looks like he's a little fellow, too.
No, you wouldn't want her to videotape because that motherfucker would have came back and said that Chalk Mommy and P made Gigi fuck him in the ass and he would have been suing us. And he would have been calling us fucking recording shit on YouTube. Then he's going to be like, he's moving to Africa because we put in our hands.
Wow.
So on that note, I'm with Chris Brown. Oh, dick in a booty, nigga.
Wow.
But you got to admit, he got a pair of juicy lips, precious. So with lips like that, I know Lil Fizz was happy. He had to be. Shit.
Wow.
I wondered if they put the paper. But you know what? I wondered if they put the paper bag on his face and just cut the hole in the mouth. Pondering thoughts. Anyway.
Yeah, because you know he went on World Star Hip Hop and did the video that he's moving to China. At the airport, buying the ticket. I'm thinking his ass is gone forever. So I talked to Knuckles like maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and he was like, he seen Raspy Ass in Cali two weeks prior. The fuck?
We call that publicity stunts in the industry. It's publicity stunts.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. So,
but how far would you go for publicity? I mean, really?
I have some integrity. So me, I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being myself. So some people, they just, you know, it's different for an artist that at one point in time seemed to have had the world in his hands and then, you know, fell from grace. It's way harder to climb back up into that ladder. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't climb back up by telling people that you let people ram you in your ass.
Nah,
come on now.
Nah.
What, you going to get some sympathy plays?
You know, some people, they just, I don't know. Like, I couldn't claim to know what's on that man's mind, but, you know, dealing with a lot of different people and knowing a lot of people and living all over the damn United States, people are at times at a very desperate point in their life. You know what I mean? And like, to get attention. Oh, my God, there's people that shoot and kill people just to get media attention and attention, period. So, it's, you know, it's a dirty game. Once you have that taste of stardom, it's hard to leave it alone.
It's real dirty, especially if you was in his ass when he was in your ass. It get real dirty.
Well.
On that note.
You know Gigi got something to say. Where is she?
Oh, yes. And then we have a 502 number that wants to get in. So we're going to bring down Miss Gigi. Miss Rocky back out. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
You guys hit on three really.
I'm out with that voice. Like, hi, everybody. Like,
you
I'm too innocent to be freaky and want to fuck you in the ass and just fuck up your whole world or have people fucking on my show voice. Girl, stop.
Well, you know what? I didn't know about Chris Brown getting pumped up like that, although I did see his nude pic, and let's just say it's very nice and he's not even hard. But Usher has a video out. Well, they really banned it before I got to it. I was killing myself trying to get that sex tape of his wife pegging him. That was out there for about 2 seconds.
What?
His wife was pegging him, doing him with a dildo in the butt, Usher. Yes, his wife put that video out there. It was on mass media.
Wow. That's crazy.
And when you hit on the point that a lot of people do a lot of things to get in the media, I was also thinking about, like, you were saying,
I was thinking
Tyler Perry, because Tyler Perry put it all out there. Oprah did too, like on their sexual whatever, abuse type of stuff, to get that same type of attention, and I think people will do whatever it takes. But
oh, yeah, especially if they've had a taste of it already. Like, you know, to a regular person, they just going to be regular people. But to have, like, I mean, imagine what B2K was doing. It was all over. It was touring. It was worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of little young girl groupies going crazy over them, and then within a couple of years, it dipped down to nothing. You know what I mean? To nothing.
Yeah.
So imagine. And remember, he wasn't getting any money off the deal anyway. You know what I mean? So he claimed money issues and all that. So imagine to be as popular as you are, not making no money, supposedly, allegedly, not making any money, and then now you're going back to a regular person with no money to build your buzz back up, no attention. You wasn't the front person from your group. Like, you weren't even the main guy. So it's very crazy.
But it's funny because Immature currently has a new project out. So how do you think it's going to affect Immature's new project, or IMX, as they were called in their later years?
Okay.
They have a brand new thing.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's going to help them at all, because I don't think anybody's checking for anybody of that group at all. Like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I was wondering, like, Immature is
all the old fans is grown with kids now. Relationships. So like,
I know, right? Immature
people
is
be
not the name
that. Like, people forget
anymore.
That. Like, the same people that was listening to Eminem when he first blew up, they're not really listening to him as tough anymore. And his music isn't as relatable to them because, you know, they all got families, kids. Some of them is about to graduate college, and they're like, you know, I'm into different things now. So, you know, you got to reinvent yourself every X amount of years.
That's true.
So,
that's
very
true.
Difficult.
That's
so, I don't think they're going to do anything.
That's
okay. Well, do you think
I have a quick question. As an artist, do you think that most artists limit themselves to one form of music and it limits them in the industry?
Of course. And the reason why I believe that is most artists, they stick to just being just the rapper or just the producer. You know what I mean? Like me, for example, I do my own PR, I do my own promotion, I do my own marketing, I do my own recording and engineering, I pick the beats that I want to use. So going into any situation, I already have a different mind state than most artists because I'm familiar with doing the groundwork myself, whereas most artists, they just want somebody else to do the legwork for them, and they just want to get in the studio and rap. You know what I mean? So it's like when you go into it with that kind of knowledge, it's like people can't really get over on you as much because you can say, wait a minute, I can do this myself. What do I need you to do this for? I can sit at the computer and do it myself nowadays. So, you know, and that hurts a lot of people.
Do you listen to, like, country, alternative? Do you listen to all types of music in order to bring your music together, or do you just stick to one, like hip-hop? Like, some people just stick to hip-hop and then they're kind of stuck. I'm sorry, Chuck.
I think it's good that you can listen to all different genres. I think it's good. You know what I mean? Because it can open up your mind. See, I mean, people in different genres of music talk about different things. So it's great for creativity purposes. You know what I mean? But as an artist, at least for me, I try not to listen to too much of anybody, because the more you listen to somebody psychologically in the back of your mind, you start, like, emulating them to a certain degree, because it rubs off on you, because that's your favorite artist. Like, for example, people that listen to a lot of Lil Wayne, when you listen to them rap, you hear Lil Wayne all in their patterns, all in the way they enunciate their words sounds like Lil Wayne, because that's all they consume themselves with listening to. So I try not to listen to, like, I don't listen to the radio as much because they play the same stuff. And it's like, you know, I just write when I'm creative about things that I got going on. You know what I mean? So.
See, I like how he said that, because I'm going to say something stupid, and y'all know I'm stupid as fuck. I don't look at porn, so nobody can say I suck dick like this.
Wow.
I can't argue with you on that one.
You know, so on that note, I got to play another track, because I'm determined.
You still got that 502? That 502 number or 520 number?
Yeah.
At home?
You want? Oh, no. Yeah. You want to bring them in? Hold on, I'll bring them
in. Might as well.
502. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Nikki from Kentucky.
What up, girl?
I just wanted to say that I love your face and I love your music, and you're building more fans here in Kentucky every day.
I appreciate that, sweetheart. Say them O's for me. I want to hear how you say them O's.
Oh.
I love how Kentucky girls say, oh.
Because we love Noah.
You're so silly, baby. That's why I love you.
No, I just figured I call him to let you know that you got love here.
I appreciate that.
See, doesn't that make you feel good when you have fans that call in and they support you?
I have a question for the fans, Chuck.
Yeah, that makes
me
feel really good.
This is a sex talk show. She ain't getting off that easy. Did you hang up? Because I want to know.
No, I'm still here.
Well, so what you think of his body? What you think of his tat? This is a sex talk show. You ain't getting off that easy.
Oh, honey, I'm not scared.
No, I love me some Noah. And I'm taking a trip down to California this summer and hoping that I get to see him.
Mm. Oh, we're going to make that happen. We'll definitely make that happen.
Are you trying to get some? Like, would you like to have a night with Noah? Because I can set that up.
I would love to have a night with Noah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now, if you get that
night
with Noah.
Let's do a night with Noah contest. Woohoo!
Hey, that actually sounds kind of dope.
Oh, wow.
You can turn me into a commodity. like I'm in a bid war.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Just announced.
Wow.
On Chocolate City Radio. Because y'all know I'm tweeting this shit. Hold on.
I was going to say, let's do a night with Noah and run him in all 50 states. And because she's helped think of it, she has Kentucky on lock. We won't run it into Kentucky. Nikki has Kentucky.
Okay,
I got
go.
Kentucky. Don't let nobody else from Kentucky try to get at him. I got him. Now, you know, he's kind of spoiled. After this show, he's going to have an experience with some Pop Rocks. Do you think you could match the Pop Rock experience?
I'm down to try anything, so.
You got to swallow, too, sweetheart. You got to swallow that cum. Like, you can't play with it. You can't gurgle it. He wants his children to go down your throat. That's what all men want. Can you handle that?
Hey, what I believe is that there are certain things you got to do to please your man, and if you don't please them, then somebody else will. So,
you know
what you
gotta
do.
Welcome to Game Talk Mommy. That's my kind of chick right there. Everything you can to please your man, so fuck the next bitch. That's what I'm talking about. Even if the legs gotta go up like Lamborghini doors and you bless the booty. Yes!
And the booty. I know.
Wow. That was
bring it back, but you know I'm not blessing the booty. I can't do it. I've done some freaky stuff. I will snowball. I will cream pie. I will do all of that. Strap it on and hook you up. But I am not licking booty.
Ain't nothing wrong with a 6-year-old tongue.
Wow.
What did you do?
This girl is too much.
Wow.
Ain't
nothing wrong with it. I'm telling you, that's going to be the new thing in 2011. People was tapping into it in 2009. They played with it in 2009. 2010, that shit started getting real popular. Even the dudes were like, nah, that shit ain't going to happen. That shit ain't going to happen. Girl, as soon as them doors closed, they were like, oh, you remember when you was talking about that on the phone? Girl, I don't know. I'm kind of curious. Can you take it easy on me? Like, and don't tell my boys because then they're going to think something wrong with me. I'd be like, nah, baby, I ain't going to tell nobody. Come here. Let me go ahead and take care of you. Turn his ass out and laugh and call my girls like, yeah, another bitch down. Man down.
Wow.
I don't know, Gigi. I'm still kind of afraid of the fart hole. I don't know about you, girl, but I'm still kind of...
Lingus. I just can't do the anal lingus. Can't put my tongue.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate it, and I hear all about it. And I heard it's good, but me personally, I
tip my hat to my sister for being able to do it, but it's just the vision
would be
of
watching.
The fart.
I would have the camera all up in the booty while she licking. I ain't even lying, but...
It's just some things that you do, but I promise you, if a man did some foul shit, oh, it's going down. He'll never do nothing else. Man, what? No. I like to do... Certain people you do certain things with because you know what you can get away with. You can look at a man, like when you talk to him and you start talking certain sex shit to him, look at his body language, look in his eyes, and then look at his dick. And he's going to give you a sign of weakness. When a motherfucker gives me that sign, I'm on it and I'm turning your ass out, and then I'm leaving you the fuck alone. You're my victim for the night, and I don't give a fuck about you the next day. Until I know you to be victimized again.
Predator.
Yes. When we talk about pickup lines, here is my pickup line. I'm horny. I need some dick. I'm not going to play with my pussy. I'm not going to play with a toy. I'm going to fuck you. You're going to make me nut, and then you're going to get the hell on. That's my pickup line, and that's called the truth.
So I'm going to spit them out.
Yes. No kissing, no cuddling, nothing. Like,
girl,
you get 5 minutes to wash your dick and then go.
Yeah.
Wow.
We was talking about that last
about
night,
that.
Girl. We was talking about that. Yeah, what do you do after? Now you're looking at this person like, yeah, back when I was single, too, it was like, okay, 2 a.m., come hit it. No, you can't even wash your dick. It wasn't no... I had my baby up in there, so that's why I was at 2 in the morning. So you got to creep in, don't turn on the light, don't go in the bathroom, hit this. We turn up the TV, okay, you got to go, bye. Don't let the garbage man see you on the way out the door, for real. No sweeping here. I feel you.
You're good. I'll have a dude get a fucking room. After I bust my nut and he busts his, he getting all comfortable in the bed, I'm getting dressed. Like, where you going? I went. I accomplished what I needed. I didn't tell you to get this motherfucker for the whole night. You're more than welcome to stay here. You paid for it. Deuces.
Wow.
Or have you ever been getting a nut, and then after you get that nut, you don't even want that motherfucker to touch you? Everything he do irks the fuck out of you?
Oh,
like,
my
God. Oh, my God.
Been
like,
there.
Then he's still on you, and he's still, like, fucking you, and you trying to be fair and let him get his, but then when he starts sucking your titties, he's like, oh, that tickle, stop. He's like, sucking it, yeah, stop. Like, all of these that got you taking these to get, he's like, man, go. Fuck on. Then he's just like, man, stop. I'm not feeling this. I'm just going through something right.
the whole routine worked out. Look.
When you're not feeling that first right.
You give him a rain check.
Yeah, when you're not feeling that first right.
Give me a sympathy fuck. And my sympathy fuck is, I'll call you. You come in my parking lot. Hopefully you got some tinted windows. I'm going to wear some sweatpants or some shorts, something that's easy to come down and pull to the side. I'm going to strap you. We don't fuck. I'm going to bust another nut. But I'm going to let you get yours. Then I'm going to hop up and come, you know, get in the shower. And then I'm not even going to take your calls. I don't give a fuck if you made it home safely or nothing. I ain't even picking up the phone.
Damn. Damn.
Fuck you.
Damn.
I used to be like that. That was the Rick James song.
Wow.
I need somebody to do the Rick James song to her. You know, love them and leave them. She used to love them and leave them. That's how I used to be, for real. You give me what I need. What the hell on? What do you mean?
I do you dirty.
I had a dude tell me back in the day, he was like, you make me feel like a woman. Because he used to be calling like, why didn't you call me? Why? I'm like, yeah, okay, we just, yeah. I know where you at. I'll call you when I have a need. But I feel you on that. When I was single, I was the same way.
See, this is what's happening. The world is revolving. So we're taking on the men's role. We're dogging y'all out because y'all dogged us out. So it's like... it's not cute when y'all gravel and y'all get into y'all feelings and y'all have emotions and you wear your heart on your sleeve and you have feelings after you fuck the first night. Like, baby, I'm really caring about you. No, you're caring about how the pussy felt. You don't care about me. You don't know me. Eating my pussy doesn't get you to know me. It just gives me satisfaction. So
okay.
Why don't you take some time to reflect on what you did. It is what it is. It was what it was. And keep it moving. And they're like, but how could you, how could I what? How could I be so cold? Because I'm a bitch. I just wanted a nut. If by any means necessary. I ain't going to lie to you. Shit, you wanted it. I wanted it. And I don't want nothing else. But I thought we could build. We can't build shit.
You know what? Before I got married, I used to ask them, what's my middle name again? Bitch, I never told you. So don't even start.
I know.
Bitch, who? What? Mm-hmm. Was that even my real first name that you think you know?
I know, right? Did we ever say the word exclusive? Did I say, you my man, this is what it is, we're going to be together? If that word doesn't come into play, I think a lot of people get caught up. Because the sex was the bomb, and they think, okay, now we hump, we together. That's not how it go.
Man,
never said exclusive.
Fuck that. Man, I'm so dirty. I fuck him. I'm asking him about his friend that he was in the club with. Yo, what's his number?
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
We like, damn, nigga, why don't you let him watch? Like, who you call him? Or this is what you do. This is how you play him so you can get, like, oh, I feel real freaky. Like, why don't you call, like, why don't you get the phone and call your man? And then when he calls your man, I'm doing what I'm doing. And so naturally, the dude is going to be curious, like, yo, who is that? What you do? What? Hey, damn, that's the shorty from the club. Now, when he gonna go back to the club looking for me. I've already set the stage and I ain't have to do nothing. He can't say, oh, you dirty. Hell, you called him, do that.
Wow. Damn.
See, let me tell y'all my how to be a big
you are
secret.
A strategist. I like that. You are actually a strategist.
You have to be. You have to be. And you I promise you,
it's our generation. It's our generation that's turning it around, our age group. Because, man, I got a homegirl in Cali. She used to do them so serious. So I feel sorry for the ass she would do them so bad. She'd go see one, and she'd go to the next one without even washing that motherfucker. And the first thing she'd want is some head. After the last
cream pie, damn, somebody else cream too. That's just fine. I bet he was sucking it out. That's what a cream pie is.
He's true to the game. He
That's what a cream tire is. Sucking your own stuff up out of there. But, dang, that's somebody else's stuff. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
True to the game. That's what you call it. True to the game.
And she's doing some dirty. I'd feel bad. And, you know, I could be pretty damn mean. I'd feel bad for that. She would do them so dirty. It go. Oh, goodness. Have them eating cheese balls out of ass. Tootsie Rolls out of ass. All kind of crazy foolishness.
But, you know, but I don't even feel bad for men these days. I mean, if you might find one or two out of 50, you might feel sorry for them. But then, as time goes on and you find out some foul shit they did, then you feel like you gotta, you know, you gotta get them back for the chick that wasn't strong enough to stand up for herself. So that's why I don't feel bad when I dog men out, because somewhere along the line, y'all dog several females out, had them at home crying, some of them contemplating committing suicide. So that's why I give you good pussy and make you lose your mind. And what's funny is, it don't even be my A game, it don't even be my B game. It's just some shit to make you think, like, damn, she got some good pussy. And it's not even good. I give motherfuckers my mediocre game. And they so dumb,
wow,
they don't know the fucking difference. And I'm okay with that. Because if I gave a motherfucker my A game, I would have to kill him. Because I wouldn't be able to get rid of his ass.
Wow.
That motherfucker will build a part two to my townhouse. That's how bad it would be.
Then you see, now you just said that. Let's ask him now. See, as a man, have you ever had a woman that hooked on your sex and you really just wasn't feeling her? She just chasing you like that.
You know what? Actually, yeah, but it was different. Like, it was kind of like the sex was cool. It was just mentally, they just get, we call them, where I'm from, we call them stage five clingers, to where, like, every waking moment, they just on you tough all day, every day. So you can't even breathe, you can't do anything. So the shit is crazy. So those are the only women that I, you know, kind of falling back off of, you know what I mean? Because, like, for some women, they make you their whole life, and majority of my life is wrapped around my career. So, you know, it's not an even trade for me, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of women that I've run across, they bump into men that ain't doing shit with their lives. So that when they bump into somebody that's actually, you know, focusing on his career and taking care of his kids and all that, it's like, you know, it's a whole different ball game. They're like, oh my God, he's actually the one. So then once you fuck him good, it's like, oh my God, I need to call him every 5 seconds, and he's not responding to my text messages, and what's going on? And it's too much shit. So that's why I try to keep the dick to myself and just not even, you know, I just try to focus on the music, because like I said, it gets out of hand. It gets kind of crazy.
You have titles for women like that. They're called thirsty bitches.
What? Tell me what you call them. I didn't hear it.
A thirsty bitch. That's a thirsty bitch. Cause she ain't got shit going on for herself. So she tried to drink up his shit. Like, woo, yeah, girl, I got me a rapper. He take care of his kids. He get ready to take care of Johnny and LaQuisha. Girl, I'm going to put this good head on him. I'm going to fuck him good. I went to Priscilla's. I done spent half of my first of the month check. I got me one now, girl.
Wow.
You know, have you ever been fucking a chick and she would be like, ooh, this pussy good. Hey, this pussy good. And you just be like rolling your eyes in the back of your head like, this shit is so whack. But you trying to be a gentleman and you don't want to tell her the truth. You don't want to be like, man, this pussy is so dry. It ain't good. Like, my dick is not staying hard. So you gotta think about the last bitch that fucked you good. And it's like, you close your eyes because you don't want to look at her, because then you're going to realize who you fucking. So you visualize fucking that last bad bitch that did you lovely. And then you be like, ooh, yeah.
Do bitches really say that? I mean, like, for real, are you serious? Do bitches really say that?
Yeah.
I haven't had a situation like that, but I did have a situation where, because the type of women that I deal with, like, I have a certain type, you know what I mean? I like girls with big-ass titties, so that's kind of my thing. So I never have, like, issues getting hard, because if she got big titties, it's a wrap, I'm on it. So that's usually my thing.
Are you
going to
fuck her titties?
So, Nah, that's just something I like. I don't know. I don't think I was breastfed, but it's just something I like. You know what I mean, I don't know. Uh-huh. It's just, I don't know. It's like when you're going down on a girl and you look up and all you can see is just big ass titties. That shit is just attractive to me. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know,
it's shelter from the storm, huh, Noah?
Huh?
I said it's some shelter from the storm, huh?
It's something. Hey, I don't know. It's just really, it's just beautiful to me. You know what I mean? You look up, you grab the motherfuckers, and it's like, wow, like just big. I'm talking. I don't mean like D's. I'm talking about like F's and larger. You know what I'm saying? Like those type of women that I deal with. So it's like, you know, but I did have a situation where, you know, after I did something with a woman, she was like, oh my God, we got to move in together. And I was just like, whoa, like, oh no, I'm cool. Like, it was too much. I was like, yo. I was like,
okay.
I can't fuck this shit.
Now you got me stuck on the umbrella titty syndrome you got going on. Because you didn't say these. You said
I'm saying I'll work with those, of course. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's a nigga got to choose.
Do you know how fucking big a F titty is?
I've
seen
that. You gotta prop them bitches up with support.
Well, what about when she's riding you now? Because you know that you know, that can be quite overwhelming. Because I dated a girl with really big breasts, and she used to love to get on top of me, and I used to feel like I couldn't breathe.
I don't have any problems with it at all. And I don't know. I really to this day have no idea why. It's just very, very attractive. It's just very attractive to be able to, you know, just girl with her shit just hanging all that. I don't care if it hangs. I know big titties, you know, gravity and shit like that. I mean, I'm not one of them people like, oh, they gotta be big and super perky. You know, I don't give a fuck if they hang to the floor. In the bra, they don't look like they hang to the floor. I mean, I've been fooled a couple times. Like, you pull them out and they just slap themselves on the knees, like, poop, 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 you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is.
Oh,
so it goes with the territory.
Is there an F? She needs her knees to support them. What the hell?
Some women have firm, nice F-size boobs, and they're natural, too. Like,
yeah,
I bumped into a couple and was like, holy shit. You know what I mean? So, and then there's women that think they F's, but really they double D's. You know what I mean? Oh, well, I wear an F bra, though. These are double D's. I know. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
and when they say, oh, well, I'm a
46,
and then when they say, oh, I'm a 46 triple D, I'm like, 46? That means you got a big back. I'm like, okay, I know what I'm working on. I'm like, the numbers is all the way around, but that don't mean you big. That means you got a big ass body. So I'm already like, I'm saying, I know the mechanics.
You really love boobies. That's
yeah,
like,
I know the mechanics.
He is a titty connoisseur.
That
I know
is
the mechanics.
That's
I love boobs.
That's
so,
high.
You know,
that's
wow.
Really high. Like seriously.
My first titty connoisseur. Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
I love them. And I don't care if they got little nipples or little areolas. It don't matter. Like, I love all that. Ain't no titty look funny to me. I like them all. It's all good. As long as they big.
That's hot.
But
did
I don't discriminate,
know?
Though. You know, you can be sexy with small. I mean, you know, it's all about how you present yourself. Because, you know, there's been a couple that I've dealt with. I just don't like skinny girls because skinny girls can't take dick, and I'm a slender.
That's bullshit.
Let me rephrase that. The women that I've had like three skinny women in my life, and it was always uncomfortable for me because I'm slender, and it was kind of like two xylophones laying on each other.
That's not right.
Because I'm a slim dude. So, you know, and I just don't like the whole, when I'm trying to do my thing, a woman pushing my stomach back and all that. I just can't get with that. So, you know, the thicker women, they be trying to break your shit off, like all the way off. So those be, you know, the kind of women that I usually go. I don't like the complications in the situation because that shit have me upset. Like, yo, let me do my shit and stop fucking around. I'm a take charge kind of guy in the bedroom. You know what I mean? I'm not like, you know, I like to run the show.
So. On that note, we're gonna play "I Want That" because we're gonna give you time out to reflect.
All right, for real.
I want that, my Noah Jones.
Club banger.
Yo, we have been assigned, we be getting right. We gon' do it big for the rest of our life. And if you got a man that ain't treating you right, then you should come with me, girl, you can spend a night. The girl looks good, so yeah, I want that. The girl's so hood, so yeah, I want that. The girl got money, yeah, I want that. She knows how to party, yeah, I want that. Yo, we have been assigned, we getting right. I'm trying to find a girl to make a star for the night. Her hair is legit, her body looks nice. I'ma spend it all, what's your price? Come and hang with me, am I your type? Tailor-made money that'll alter your life. You got your own crib, anywhere will suffice. And if you second guess, then I give it to you twice. Give it to you right, hit it all night. We in a spot, we be getting right. We gon' do it big for the rest of our life. And if you got a man that ain't treating you right, then you should come with me, girl, you can spend a night. The girl looks good, so yeah, I want that. The girl's so hood, so yeah, I want that. The girl got money, yeah, I want that. She knows how to party, yeah, I want that. Yo, Noah goes hard when I roll up. Hop out of Benz and they face on stars. I don't get frisked, cause I'm on the list. I get chicks and the haters get pissed. I be in the VIP with the groupies, with a girl half black and white like Snoopy. She be like, this is so new, I don't usually. I be like, I don't care, long as you do me. Tell me what you think, order me a drink. The champs in here like Leon Spinks. Her girlfriend's bad, they all wear pink. And I probably fuck them all once I work out the kinks. And if it don't work, then shit, I got friends. I don't know how it starts, but I know how it ends. And I don't get picky, I do what I can. And if she wanna spin, baby girl, it depends. We can do this every weekend, long as we freak. We in a spot, we be getting right. We gon' do it big for the rest of our life. And if you got a man that ain't treating you right, then you should come with me, girl, you can spend a night. The girl looks good, so yeah, I want that. The girl's so hood, so yeah, I want that. The girl got money, yeah, I want that. She knows how to party, yeah, I want that. I'm throwing money up, I'm throwing money up, I'm throwing money up. How about a good time? I'm throwing money up, I'm throwing money up, I'm throwing money up. How about a good time? I'm throwing money up, throwing money up, I'm throwing money up. How about a good time? I'm throwing money up, throwing money up, I'm throwing money up, I'm throwing money up, I'm throwing money up. How about a good time? Right, we gon' do it big for the rest of our life. And if you got a man that ain't treating you right, then you should come with me, girl, you can spend a night. The girl looks good, so yeah, I want that. The girl's so hood, so yeah, I want that. The girl got money, yeah, I want that. She knows how to party, yeah, I want that.
That, yeah, yeah. Crazy Weird Duh was like on Twitter, hers are only 40 C's. But I told her that you could work with that too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I could work with that. She got a lot of ass too. I know who she is. She got a little donkey back there. It's crazy. You understand? Like, I'm not usually an ass man. I ain't got much experience in that stuff. You know, she can get it. She can get it.
Oh, you know, I already put out there, just announced on Chocolate City Radio, spend the night with Noah Jones contest. Hit him up for details. So, you know.
Yeah, that works.
So, you know, I'm like, yo, real talk, yes, you know.
Hey,
or
we can make it happen.
Callie's biggest titties, like, you know. All I say is, if you smash something tonight, 336. 347-9107 is the number you need to call so I can listen. Because if I can't get fucked tonight, I need to hear somebody else fuck, all right?
Wow. Goodness gracious.
Ooh, I
I'm like going to mission. Little Wayne in town tonight too, and Rick Ross. And I think, you know, if I was desperate enough and I had about 3 boxes of KFC, I might stand a chance for Rick Ross. What y'all think?
Wow.
Ross would hook you up. I could hook you up with Rick Ross, mommy. I'm from Miami. And we're supposed to go to Miami with a sensual.
I know, but girl, it's just something about if he was to be on top. Like, I don't like getting smacked. Like, how y'all talking about suffocations and them titties just hitting you? That wouldn't be a good look. Because, like, if we was to film it, you're not going to see nothing but some little legs wrapped around his big ass body.
Well, you know what?
Wow. It'd be like a cartoon, like somebody just laying on top of you and all you see is these little legs just sticking the screen.
Oh, God.
And if I was lucky enough to come and I'm kicking my legs out, they'd probably think I'm about to die. Like, get them off.
Wow. That's funny. That's hilarious. That is so funny.
Anyway, remember Kim was riding the hell out of Boogie, though. So.
Oh, a worst case scenario, as horny as I am, I think I would fuck Clive. I would tell him to keep his hat on. I would get on top because then we would be the same height, and I would cut the light off. So all I'm seeing is his grill and his jewelry and his eyes.
Wow.
Yeah, I think right now at this stage in my life, that might work. But then he's going to have to get up. And then if the hat fell off, I would be so disgusted. I'd probably throw up.
Wow.
Like,
that's crazy. Shout out to Allison. She said she just hit me up on a direct message saying that she tried to call, but she couldn't get through. So she said, I'm still listening, though. Shout out to you, Allison.
What
you
did?
Lauren Hughes, too.
So freaky.
Yeah, they're into a lot of
freaky
shit.
Yeah, they got that boardroom fuck game.
They got the boardroom fuck game.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're
Texas
known.
Yes, get in the elevator.
Yes.
Switching secretaries. I'm going to take your secretary this week. You take my secretary this week.
Texas is actually known for the massage parlors. They're known for
the
massage parlors.
Yes, I want you to wear a suit with no panties. And then when you bend over to make my coffee, I'm going to stick this dick all up in you. Well, you don't, they don't even say nothing. When you bend over, you just like, oh, my God. Then you don't even fight back. You just start moving like, oh, shit. Like, ah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
With the Cartier suit on, too, smelling like, oh.
Boardroom meetings on that big long table with them comfortable chairs. You just move all the chairs back and you just lay on the table and you start at one end and he's putting so much dick in you, you like start sliding up and up and up to get the end of the other table. And then you turn around and then he fucks you down to the other end. Then after that, he just gets the chair and straddles you, so you ain't got to worry about word burns or your knees being uncomfortable because you in a $200 chair, and then the motherfucker is just throwing you around, hitting you at different angles, like, bam, like, you know what I'm saying, be like crime mob, like the way you rock your hips, like, yeah, come here, girl, then after that, you know, y'all go back to work all sweaty and shit, then the wife call, like, baby, I've been calling you. Man, I was in this intense board meeting, girl. I'm trying to get this merger together. Like, I haven't really worked for this. You don't understand, girl.
Dick is my friend. That's what I say.
I still love to love the dick. Let's love it. If you love it, when you got to love the dick. That's what nobody understands. They're like, I don't like to suck dick. No, you got to love the dick. Like, you got to suck that thing like it's your last popsicle on a July day and it's 90 degrees. And watch that brother just love you. He would just love you. Suck it like a milkshake, a thick milkshake through a straw. Love.
Listen, I got seven damn kids.
Love
I don't
it.
Know how much more damn love my ass needs.
Girl.
You know what? You don't need love right now. You need some fucking lust.
Hell yeah. Three times a day.
Yes.
Suck it, lick it,
I don't
hump
want
it.
No love dick. I want some lust dick. Love gets you pregnant. Lust gets you happy. So,
yeah.
Fuck love, get some
love.
Yeah.
Just tell that nigga when he walks the door, get your ass over here and just un-ass some.
You're damn right.
Now, get your ass
right.
Up and go in the studio.
Man, dog, you know what? Tonight is going to be National Dog Your Man Out. Dog that motherfucker will be like, man, fuck me. Suck my titties, motherfucker. Eat my pussy. Come back up here and kiss me. Fuck me. Turn me over. Man, tonight is dog your man night. Tell that motherfucker how you want him to fuck you.
Wow.
And I guarantee you, in the morning, if that motherfucker don't go out and rob a bank and make sure you is, like, full for the day, he gonna be like, what the hell? You was listening to Chop Show? What that bitch tell you? Girl, you going to wake up and see some stacks on the counter. Bills made up for the next 2 months. He singing a song. He wearing an apron. He cooking breakfast. You're like, what the hell happened to my man?
Ooh,
like, girl, I don't know what you did to me last night, but we're going to have to do that more often. I'm your slave. Like, man. When you dog a man out in bed, he like it. You know, man always like,
wow.
Oh, I'm dominant. I take control. Well, let a bitch take control once and tell him what you want and then be nasty with it. Or then be like, nah, get your ass up. Then go in the bathroom where the mirror is and then you're hitting it from the back and you grab his face like, motherfucker, look at these sex faces. And you just like, hit it harder. Make my face change.
I like that. I'm writing that one down right there. I like that. Take a note.
Man. Sex, man, changing sex faces, that's the new thing. Trey Song says, sex faces, love faces, man, fuck that. You want something else. You want to look at your, you want to look at your man as he's, like, hitting it, and you change that look. You know what I'm saying? And then you want him to look at the intensity because he's so busy, like, into fucking you. But when you have mirror sex, that shit is so fucking raw because you're seeing them reflections like, oh, my God, that shit turns you on even more. Mm-hmm. Fuck the camcorder. You don't need all that right then. You just there for the moment. And then when he puts your face up against the mirror and the hot breath, and then you, like, sit back and then you look at him and you're not really paying attention and you see
what
how
if the mirror breaks and you get cut up with glass, though? You push your face against the mirror and the shit breaks and all of you get cut up.
Man, you ain't going to care at the time because that shit going to be feeling so good. You don't want your blood
yeah, right.
After. That's the negative.
Can you imagine that? You put somebody's face up against the mirror and you just shatter the whole shit.
And you just
that would be fucking
pumping.
Crazy.
Girl, that's some
that
good ass
crazy.
Damn
no,
shit.
I know,
saying.
But knowing Noah, that shit would never happen because the bitches he fucked, they titties is so big that she going to have a hard
oh, yeah.
time. The
yeah, there you go. They, you know what I'm saying? It's, they got them airbags. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's good. It's
good.
Oh, look at him with the big titties. I ain't mad at him. They're nice to look at. And they're really nice to touch, but... In my actual experience, I was just too much. They're beautiful. I love to look at them. I will look at them as a woman. I can appreciate another woman. I've been with a woman, but it was just a lot for me. But I understand your fetish because
I love it.
They get a second
I
look.
Love it.
Big boobies
oh,
get a second look.
Fourth looks.
But have you ever fucked some titties?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I didn't do it like on a regular. I mean, you know, I did it just to do it. You know what I mean? Just to be able to say that I did that particular thing. You can't be a boob lover and not at least do that one time. But I mean, I can honestly tell you that I didn't get any enjoyment. Nah.
Oh.
I didn't get any enjoyment out of that shit at all. It was like nothing. You know
Are you
saying?
Serious?
So,
then
I mean,
she wasn't sucking the head.
Lubricant.
She wasn't sucking the head too. She wasn't sucking the head and really slobbing that joker down while you was in between there.
Nah,
you gotta give instructions. The next time you do that, say yeah, suck on it like that. Just lick it. Yeah, right there. Suck it. Watch and see. I bet you nut up in between there. You'll get it slippery. Trust me. Grab a head. Help her out. If you're gonna have them big boobies and you're not using them to the full advantage, I mean seriously, I'm just saying.
Kind of like they just props. They're just something nice to look at.
You know? Dang, you ain't right.
Keep everything in place. You know what I'm saying? You know, just props. They're just there for show.
I don't have big boobies, but I understand. I've heard a lot of men tell me about that fetish, and I could really appreciate that.
You know, some men like big butts, you know, some men like big boobs, you know. Y'all girls got what y'all like, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
I like a beautiful woman. She's just, there's just all things about a woman that I find, as a woman, attractive. Her eyes, her personality.
She's confident, too, though. She got to be beautiful and confident. There's nothing worse, in my opinion, than a beautiful woman that swears she's ugly as dog shit. It's like, girl, you are so fine.
Really?
I've met women like that are just internally ugly.
You can't be beautiful and not have confidence. You cannot
That's
be truly beautiful and not have confidence. If you don't have confidence, you are not truly beautiful. You are just outwardly pleasing on the eyes, we'll call it.
Right.
Have you ever dated somebody like that?
I've never dated them because I kind of can identify when a woman kind of has issues sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I like to get to know a woman before I really get into all of that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you can kind of tell after talking to a woman for a while, like, what type of woman she is for the most part. And some women, they just have hang-ups. And, you know, you can spot them right away. They have these little red flags that just go up, and you can be like, whoa, you're kind of crazy. You're like, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you are weird. You know what I'm saying?
I followed you in my blue car. That's a song. I followed you in my blue car. Yeah, the psycho type. But I did
like
date
this,
someone.
Like
I'm sorry.
Jamie, here's a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Because you've been in a lesbian relationship. Who eats pussy better, or a male or a female?
A person who knows how to eat pussy. And I'll never put that between either or. Because there's women who don't. Every woman likes their pussy eaten differently. That's why there's no particular technique. There's like a precise technique to suck a man off. Seriously, that'll work every time, but each woman likes something different. So you cannot, it's actually harder for a woman, but a lot of people have that notion that a woman can eat better because she's got what I got. That's BS. Because some women like pull the hood back and just lick on my clit and suck it, and some women like, what the hell are you doing? I'm going to kick you in your face. So, yeah, you can't say it's not about the sex. It's about who knows what they're doing, who knows how to listen, really.
Yeah, I would have to agree, because, you know, that's just like saying a man can suck a dick better than a woman because he knows what he wants. Now, me, one night I was bored, and, you know, being in the porn industry, you got to look at all different, you got to be diverse. So I decided to look at some gay shit, and I was shocked because I was like, wow, okay. Some cases may be different, but I'd be damned if I'm going to tell a man you suck dick better than me. No. To me, I am the shit. I am the shit. And I am going to.
Yeah.
You know what?
Think
in the same token, it's not that he's doing anything. When I watched the, because after you told me, of course, my ignorant ass couldn't disbelieve you, and I had to go to damn the gay porn site because I just couldn't believe your ass.
I need to see that.
You have Joey Bob giving head and jacking himself at the same time. Okay, so maybe that gives it a little more of a thrilling sight because he can shoot off, but it looked like he was moving his neck and moving his head the same way.
you know, it didn't look like he was doing anything any different. Maybe spitting a little more. Who knows? Maybe his Adam's apple helped him. I don't know. But on all of the
you want to know how to give good-ass head, watch Corinne Stevens, super head, and she does that fucking tongue twister while she's sucking that dick, just like a tornado while she's sucking
but
up and down. That is
I
the
learned. Business. Yeah, she can suck a mean dick, but you know she married the dude from Family Matters, Eddie, Darius McCray or whatever.
Yeah.
They said that nigga got a big-ass dick, but to make a long story short, he has a restraining order against her. That bitch lost her mind. She's crazy. Like, she is really doing some freaky, crazy shit pertaining to him. Like, how do you go from being superhead to a nigga putting a restraining order against you? You know what I'm saying? She'd be like, oh, bitch, you look like you're so good.
Maybe she hates herself. Maybe she hates herself. Maybe she hates herself. And she just manifests it outwardly towards people that's in the vicinity. Some
and maybe she
like
feels
that.
Sheltered because that's maybe she really wanted to be out in the porn industry, and now she's taking this, I'm going to be married and live this life with you, and that's probably not really what she wanted because she's been in the industry, like you said. When somebody, when they are up there like that and then it dies, a lot of people flip out. I think that's probably what happened.
And look at her name. She's forever branded as Superhead. It's like, you know, like, I mean,
how
imagine when her kids grow up.
Dinner.
It's like, how do you, like, mommy, you're Superhead. Like, what the fuck?
Being that I have boys, and if my son walk home in the hospital, you know, because my shit is undercover. I'm not out there like that. But I would be like, what the fuck is that bitch doing at my table? I would be, I don't know. Well, my dumb ass will go get a cucumber and be like, can you swallow this?
Wow.
Let me tell you. See, but it's one thing, Chuck, is you didn't start until the boys were grown. So they don't have to go through elementary school with people saying, oh, your mama's Superhead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
When you grown, it's different. At no age do you want your mother to be a porn star, but the flack you get is different. When you grown, your homeboys want to hit your mama. When you a kid, bitches is teasing you. Nanny, 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 your mama's cooch is on the internet, woohoo. You know?
Exactly. And then you're going to have the young kids that's going to want to be disrespectful because, you know, I guess they believe that women in the adult entertainment industry don't have any value, so you're going to have the rude disrespect. Like, I want to fuck your mama. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just the rudeness that sets the whole shit off. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah,
and I don't care how much armor you got on, eventually you emotionally have to break down at some point. Because that's a lot to handle.
That's ignorant.
Teachers are cruel. Picture the teacher giving you a referral so you can have a parent conference every fucking day. You ain't did shit. The bitch just want to look at your mama. You know?
That's crazy. Hell no. I would not.
Yeah, so she got that brand, so that's her name, Superhead. So it's like, you know, imagine how, I think, does she have a baby by somebody? I think, isn't that Kool G Rap?
Coogee
Rap.
That's the reason she started doing that.
That's got to be difficult because
she was
I know
living
if my baby
in the
mom
car.
Was out there,
she was living
man,
in the car with that baby. So when she wrote that book, she let it be known that that was the reason really she wanted her kids to have, her son to have something while she started off in that industry. They were living in their car. That's something a lot of people don't know.
But they don't have
but
regular
you know
jobs
what?
Available for people. Like they do have regular jobs out there. I mean, some
yeah.
people, pride gets in your way of like me.
You don't know what she has behind her. She might have
been doing McDonald's if I had to. You know
I
saying?
Don't think
Sometimes
it was pride.
Pride
I think maybe she had screwed up her life a lot more, which is a lot in the book. You got to get the book. Y'all got to respect. You can't talk on people and not know her history. She had a lot of stuff behind her where she started an even deeper struggle trying to make money. And they ended up in that car. It wasn't just that. There was actually no means for her, seriously, how she got into that industry.
But you know what? As a woman who's had a struggle, like a real hard damn testimony struggle, I can say there's always a choice because we put on our pants one leg at a time like a nigga. Niggas ain't sucking dick to make money. Niggas is getting out there hustling, robbing,
selling the drugs, whatever. So
I'm just saying,
I gotta be super head.
I just think it'd be tough on
I
him
respect
though
that,
too.
But I don't really respect that. Do it because
yeah,
that's what you want to do. Don't blame
woman,
that on that baby.
Tough.
You just a dick sucker. Right. You take something, you figured out it would make you some money.
I'm just saying.
I mean, for real. We
that's
all have a gift. If giving head is her gift and that's how she make her money, that's cool. But don't say, oh, it's because my baby was in the car. Bitch, you knew you was a dick sucker before you got in that situation.
She had the choice of giving up her baby and sucking dick. I'd be the most dick-suckingest bitch in the world if I was in the car. So I kind of got her side. If it was me and my kid living in a car, I would be the most dick-suckingest motherfucker out there and probably don't even like to suck dick just so that me and
I'm
my
be
kid
honest
would
and
have.
Tell you.
I probably would never kiss him again, but I'm just saying. I would do what I had to do.
I'm
going to
lay a nigga down and take
mind.
His shit. So, callers, just go ahead and know if you see a little fat bitch with a nine in your face. <Probably peace>.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I'm just being honest because we make excuses. And
right.
So I go rob people and I make an excuse. I was robbing you because it was this. Bitch, why you didn't flip some pancakes? Or why you didn't go work at McDonald's?
That's what
well,
I said
I
with me. That's what I said. If I hit rock bottom, I work at McDonald's. Like or whatever job I could get, you know what I mean, to make ends meet to feed my kids. You know what I mean? Like there's certain things that me as a person, I just would not do. You know what I mean? For integrity purposes, personal integrity issues. You know what I'm saying? But it's like I just feel sorry for him because it's like me, I have kids with a woman. You know what I mean? And it was like my dream was to have all my kids by one woman, which I did, which, you know, I got two kids by one woman. I didn't want to break that, and I don't want to break that. So to see her do something like that, it's like, damn, I loved you so much at one point in time, and this is, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing now, and I got to hear it on the back end from everybody else. And it's like, man, you know, you don't really want nobody lusting after the mother of your kids. So it's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, you know, I don't judge people because I manage chops. And I love Chalk to death. I don't have nothing against porn
right.
or head or none of that. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying
right,
don't
right.
use it as an excuse. You right. will never hear me or Chalk in an interview saying, oh, she licked his ass because of this situation. No, she licked his ass because she's a fucking freak. She got paid so this bitch can get paid for your service.
I ain't mad at her.
Right.
I ain't mad at her. She's just a naughty girl. We like naughty girls where I'm at. So.
Right.
Okay. So my thing is, Superhead is a damn freak. She probably eat Kuda just as good as she sucked dick if she got a tornado effect. And Yahoo for big ups
right.
to Superhead and her head and all the money that she's made because of it. But let's quit making, in society, period, let's quit making excuses. If you're a dick sucker, if you're a robber, if you're a drug dealer, if you did whatever
yeah, right,
you had
though.
To do
right.
to get
yeah,
out of your situation,
you
did
I love you, but I don't agree with you, but we're good.
But you know what, there's always two sides to that
but
story.
You know what, you don't never have to agree.
Because
I've been in situations bitches
dick.
Will never understand, but I don't make no excuses.
Yeah, I
right.
understand.
Well, yeah, that's
I
true. Like because my father left me,
Chalk.
I could be the same way with my kids. You know what I mean? And it's like I'm not like that. So, you know, it just depends on the situation. It depends on the willpower of the individual as well. You know what I mean? Because I could have, you know, me and my baby mom split up. I could have been like, you know what, I'm not dealing with this situation or the stress and ran from my responsibilities like my dad did with me. But, you know, I decided that I'm not that type of individual. So, you know, it all depends on the situation. You don't have to follow the stereotype, and you don't have to follow, you know, what other people have done before you.
You're living in a car with your kid.
But,
I'm
you
just
know,
saying,
my
people.
Thing is, it's like, okay, if you did that, okay, cool. But to go and write a book and put people on blast, these are niggas that felt like they had some type of bond with you. Like, okay, y'all did whatever y'all did. You sucked they did, they helped you out. What joy did you get in putting their shit on blast and ruining their relationships? Because some of these people were married or whatever. So, okay, if you suck dick and you got paid for it because you was homeless, that's cool. You felt like you did what you had to do. But why write a book and break people's confidence? You know what I'm saying? Then I fault Coogi because, like, what type of father allows his child to live in a fucking car and you a fucking, you're a rap legend up top. Like, who
yep.
does that?
Yep. Yep. And
you
then, you know,
talk.
That's what happened to her because they probably were saying the same thing you saying. You would jump off. You ain't shit. So
So I broke you off this bread. Don't bother me no more.
Okay, but the thing is, it's all about how she came to him. Now, a man or a female will only approach you how you allow them to approach you. People
exactly.
will only do to you what you allow them to do to you. So if they come at you like, bitch, come suck my dick, it's because you put yourself out there like, oh, after the video shoot, I'm about to suck some dick and get some more stacks because this money right here is fast money, it's easy
yeah.
money. I'm blessed with sucking a dick, da-da-da-da-da. So, I mean, who's to say? Like, it's so many different sides, but the only problem I have with her is, why write a tell-all book when
don't
you
don't hurt
know,
other people?
Yes, especially right. when you're fucking people that are in relationships. I call it pillow talk. We all have pillow talk with our mates. At the end of the night, if we feeling them and we got some kind of feelings after you done fucked like 4 or 5 times, not in one night, but over a period of time, you develop a fondness or you develop some type of feelings for that person. So they're going to open up and divulge certain information to you. You know what I'm saying? So how do you think Shaq's wife felt when she's reading this book and this motherfucker unfurnished her apartment that was empty and put $10,000 in her bank account? What did Shani do to her for her to, you know what I'm saying? That was the wife. Know your role, play your position. Now, that's a side bitch that got out of line and niggas gave her too much power. But at the end, you are labeled as superhead and your kids got to live with that. My kids can live with me being talk mommy because my shit is limited. I control what you see. That's my personal life. You can't buy no fucking DVD with me doing whatever. You can go to my site, and that's a nigga that I was involved with aside from the radio show. But this is a fucking book that is going on and on and on. And she has
even
a new
your name,
voice.
Even your name isn't as bad. Like, Chuck Mom, not bad, like Superhead.
Yeah, wait. You know, people think Chuck Mom, that bitch crazy. She got a radio show. Like, nah, that bitch grimy. Like, shit. I'll tell people, if your shit whack, I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to tell on my show. You know, but it's all good and fun. But when you start getting into that other shit, it's like, how can you look at yourself in the mirror? Okay, you did what you did. You got out of that situation. Okay, you like George and Weezy. You moved on up. So did you need more money that you had to hurt people and write a book? Like, after you wrote that book, how did you feel about yourself? How many ass whoopings did you get that you not fitting to tell us about? Because if I'm a superstar wife and you talking about my husband, I'm going to beat your ass. I don't give a fuck if he was wrong. Bitch, you got me looking crazy. I'm going to deal with him. That's why it's called getting in his pockets. But I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to
because
fuck
you
up.
You disrespect it totally. I mean, I'm going to break it down in layman's. That's like me being in my car. And I get some bread from Gigi. Gigi gives me some bread for whatever to help me out of my situation. And probably only did it not because she needed to, but because I was in a situation on an even swap, no swindle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I thank her. I turn around and I spray her in the street.
Yeah, but it's just like he was saying earlier, your artist tonight, like he was saying earlier, that's about greed. Now, she got all that money. Oh, we broke you off $10,000. Oh, we furnished your little apartment. Oh, we did that. And now you got to upkeep this.
Uh-huh.
And your brother
it's all about
stopped
more.
Paying you.
It's always about more. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they was humping you for that minute, and that's what the book is about. That's really what the book is about. They sat there and all got together because now they basically put themselves. They made the choice to put themselves in a way where they kind of stuck. And this chick spoke on it. You put yourself out there just like Heidi Fleiss did. We could all say the same thing. She told everything when she wrote that book. Everybody was in that, you know, in that book. But when the money ends, people do. They get greedy. They have that money, and they got to upkeep what they have. And that's basically what she tried to do with that book. That's real talk. I can't look at her, you know, the liberal in me always sees all sides, so I'll never say it's right or wrong. I'll just put you right there in the middle. I'm just saying.
Think about it.
Man. How the fuck? This is some bullshit. I can't even get on Facebook, y'all. They said that I have a virus.
Wow.
And they want me to download McAfee and whatnot. And that shit ain't even opening up. I guess some pop-up shit or something like that. This shit got me hot.
Wow.
Nah. Oh, matter of fact, hold on. Let me see. Can I even?
You know, Chuck, Facebook and I are divorced. We got divorced. We are no longer together. They served me papers, so.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I got to play another song for him. I got to play Let's Do It.
Yeah, that's the one we got the video for. Most current video produced by Jimmy Kendricks from New York.
Let's Do It by Noah Jones.
Oh, you over here? Yeah, for sure. All right, fuck it, I got it. Oh, no doubt, my nigga. Yeah, no doubt. I got this. All right.
Street
it.
Radio.
Yeah, this is your boy Noah Jones. And I'm in the lab with multi-platinum producer Jimmy Kendrick. Okay. Let's go. Yo, I'm Noah Jones and I rose from the city dirt. Anaheim's mine, so I gotta put my city first. Niggas praying for my downfall, so they sit in church. Then they try to blacklist me, but it didn't work. First they hate, now admire them. Used to be a small fish, now I am a lyrical leviathan. Ain't no one as fly as him, might as well just hire him. I throw the dick deep in bitches, boomer a sciasin. Keep his streets a requirement, and I risk my life for a hot track. Similar to fireman, I rep the new west. Raised in New York, then I moved to California, so I banged two sets. The West Coast love, East Coast blood in my veins. And regardless of the fame, won't change. Graduated from cocaine and gold chains. Went from nothing to something, that was rearranged. The streets going crazy, the hood's going stupid. I owe it all to the power of the music. I used to be useless, now I'm on some new shit. I called up Jimmy and he said, let's do it. With game up now, chicks wanna fuck now. Got the cameras on a nigga soon as I touch down. Get involved in the movement. I call him Jimmy Kendrick. That
look,
nigga says,
yo,
let's do it. Yo, son, I'm on a different level. Yeah, I'm still amateur. While I'm out the country shooting videos in Canada. Bad chick, both arms, smile at the camera. The one man business machine with no manager. My career flourishing. Young cats encourage them. Every verse, food for thought, similar to nourishment. The blocks where you find me. CD Rawabi, been a beast way before Crooked Eye co-signed me. Now I'm in the game with a crew like Motley. Influential to the demograph like Gandhi. The streets keep starving, feeling malnourished. Beef with me? Nigga better have good insurance. Gun deep seeking, you keep speaking, you fall off. I'ma keep creeping in three reasons for sawed off. Hook is hot, but the verses are like Molotov. The beat is crazy, add it up, and y'all lost. The streets going crazy, the hood's going stupid. I owe it all to the power of the music. I used to be useless, now I'm on some new shit. I called up Jimmy and he said, let's do it. Whip game up now, wanna fuck now. Got the cameras on the nigga soon as I touch down. Get involved in the movement. I called up Jimmy Kendrick and that nigga says, let's do it.
That's the video I seen. I was like, yo, he got mad energy.
Thank you.
Like, yes. Woo!
Thank you.
Be
more
careful.
No,
I need you to shoot me a Johnny Pastrami.
Huh?
I need you to ship me a Johnny's Pastrami.
Johnny's Pastrami? What is that?
Oh, goodness. You're no help. I can tell you how to get there. But that's still no help. Because once you get there, if you eat, taste it, then you're going to eat the pastrami and then you're not going to ship it. So don't
Yo, you got me lost right now. I have no idea what you're talking about.
That was totally a non-sexual question, for real. Like, I'm the one who always has the non-sexual off-the-wall questions. And you're home. I need somebody from Cali to ship me a Johnny's pastrami, but you can't because you don't know where it is.
I've never
that's okay.
Yeah, I've never been there before. It's an actual place. It's a place where they sell those. Okay,
yes.
I've never been there before. So is it like a, is it a certain plate? Ain't like Fat Burger or nothing like that, right?
But if you've been to Fat Burger, if you don't get me started on Fat Burger or Quick and Split either, because then I'm gonna want you to ship me a damn burger. I don't want you to do that. Well, I'm
I could do the In-N-Out. I could do the, you know what I'm saying, the Fat Burger, the Carl's Jr. I could do all that. You know what I'm saying, Jack in the Box. I'm on this Subway thing right now. I go in on the Subway sandwiches.
Oh no, you gotta have a pastrami. Oh goodness. You gotta go to Johnny's.
I'm gonna Google it and try to see where it's at.
Adams.
You said Adams? That's where it's at? It's on Adams?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That shouldn't be too hard to find that.
No. Anyway, meanwhile, back to sex. Sorry, y'all. My mind.
She went from food to sex. Back to sex. Off the food.
All those things sound sexual to me. Pastrami. I'm just anyway.
Shooting it to her. Shoot it to her.
Did you say something and split? Yeah. Yeah. They were, yeah.
Wow.
Anyhow.
Yeah, I must focus. You guys got to keep me focused. Okay.
Yeah, that was hot. The food is hot. Oh. The sex.
You know, what was it like working with Nipsey?
To be honest, I didn't enjoy it, so I'm not going to go into too much detail. I'm just going
to
say
you don't have to. We're good.
I didn't enjoy it. I mean, I enjoyed the outcome, but I didn't enjoy the means, so.
Well, moving from New York
again.
Huh?
Huh?
So it's safe to say you won't do another track.
Nah.
Okay. Well, moving from New York, it shouldn't have been too hard adjusting to the California lifestyle because you guys do have gang violence also in New York, and you guys have your blue and your reds and your et cetera, et cetera. So it shouldn't have been too hard adjusting, just maintaining a non-violent.
It was difficult because of the stereotype that a lot of California people had for New Yorkers at the time. You know what I mean? Because, you know, like, it's different when you move from, let's say you move from maybe the Midwest to Cali or from down south to Cali. But, you know, we had that whole Pac and Big thing. So, you know, because of all that, people, you know, out here weren't really too receptive of East Coast people for a while.
Let me tell you the honest truth, Noah. I'm an old woman, baby. I'm going to tell you the truth. It started before Pac and Big. Chopper tell you, I'm still kind of a little standoffish on her up north artist. Because up north niggas is arrogant.
Wow.
Arrogant. And what kills me is they don't realize how much they have in common with the other coast and the other things. See, every city, everywhere in the world has a hood. You know what I mean? When we were younger, because, see, I'm in my 40s. When we were younger, it was my hood is harder than your hood, and it's so stupid y'all gangbang on the West Coast. Funny that y'all gangbang, too, but it's so stupid that we do it, but you don't understand why.
Right.
And so the same way they had boroughs and their different projects, and they weren't on the Blood Crip thing real heavy, but L.A.
Right.
and Chicago places like that were, they would openly speak out against it, not knowing that they doing. You're doing the same thing. You just ain't got on the color. You're doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's not as organized and as far as, you know, it's more like a religion out here. You know what I mean? So.
You know what I mean? So, they're looking at the media, and up north, the one thing I've always given them credit for is they look for knowledge of self. But in that situation, I didn't believe that they actually utilized it because they allowed the media to take their views of the other coast. They would openly go on radio, on record, talking about shit they really didn't know. But bitches was living that way to survive. You know what I mean? Bitches was really beefing over work and whose hole was going to be on the corner and stuff like that. You know what I mean? The media is telling you, oh, it's a blue-red thing. Nah, partner, crackers go sit down somewhere and
drink you a latte. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, so before the Pac and Big situation ever came into play, you had that underlying feeling of
tension.
Well, of tension. These niggas think they all that. Well, these niggas just dumb. Never giving each other the chance. And really, both coasts kind of cool on the South. The South and the West Coast started to blend more because more of our people, West Coast people, more of our people come from the South.
Right.
When you look down into, because I was born and raised in L.A., and my mother was born and raised in L.A., which was rare for her generation to find one native to L.A., but
right.
Our grandparents and everything was from right down in the South, Texas.
My dad's from Tennessee originally, so.
Louisiana and places like that. And up north, they would be quick to tell you about Islam and 5% and all of that, but they didn't really acknowledge that they people was really from the South. Because they people from the South, you know what I mean? It ain't no different.
Right.
They grandmamas and everybody's from the South, too. So they were more awesome. Oh, they were just so much more advanced. When really, for a female, it's easier to talk to niggas from everywhere. For a male, it's not as easy. So when you really sit down and talk to them, okay, you rock Tim's and you rock Chuck's. Both you bitches is broke. Both you bitches is grimy. You know what I mean? You complaining because he done wore Dickies for 3 days on the corner, but bitch, you done had on that hoodie for a week. You know what I mean? You standing by a fire barrel because you got snow. You standing by the light pole because you ain't got snow. You don't need no fire barrel. What was really, you know, what really is the difference is both were still allowing, and I'm not prejudiced, but I'm going to be just keep it real, the organized white media to formulate their thoughts on their brother. But then you want to preach to me to wear my skirt to my feet because you're a Muslim today, but you hate the West Coast tomorrow. And you telling me a bean pie because you're a Muslim today, but you hate the East Coast. For real? Are y'all serious? And then the poor niggas in the middle, in the Midwest, and in the middle of the country, they don't know which side to take. Half of them rocking perms, emulating the West. The other ones rocking Tim's, emulating the North. It's crazy. And so when I listen to your music, though I'm constantly like swimming, when I listen to your music, I hear a perfect mixture. I hear something that I'm not used to. I hear an up north accent on a lot of West Coast tracks because the majority of the tracks that I've heard so far are strongly, strongly have that West Coast bass line and that sample, that both coast sample, but you could tell the difference in the beat. If you're a music listener, you could tell the difference in the beat on how they utilize the sample. Up north and a West Coast artist could use the exact same sample at the exact same RPMs, and it sound totally different because one is going to take this one sound and accent on it, and this other one is going to take a totally different sound out of that same sample and accent on it. So I'm listening.
Very observant. You are. I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you. But this is what
I
do.
And you know that does wonders for marketability. You know that, right?
Yes.
Because I'm going to have the East Coast people vibe with me because of the way I talk. And then I'm going to have the West Coasters vibe with me because of my music selection and because I live here. So that was all, you know, strategically it played a great part in why I'm doing what I'm doing now. And me being open to doing different kinds of music. Like, you know, that's why I submitted just 4 random records that have no similarities at all. So that way you can't pigeonhole me into a box and say all his music sounds like this.
Well, I have to give you credit because you have actually done what a lot of artists were too ignorant or too scared of how it would appear to either coast to try. You actually have done an excellent job of doing it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And you're not
here all day. I can listen to you talk all day. You make me really feel good right now.
No, and I'll tell you that Chalk Show has helped me break the stereotype of up north niggas being arrogant. Because even though they can carry themselves arrogant on the outside in the street, when you get them on this sex talk show, I don't care where they're from. They all
like the fuck.
Yeah.
They all have a weakness for me. Yes.
You know.
And after a few more arrogant New Yorkers, her panties are gonna start getting wet. Watch.
Wow.
Listen, white boys and New York boys are two things P has never even thought about doing.
You ain't gonna think about doing them, but once I bring on a few more people and the swag, because Maybach Dice gave you a different little outlook, just a little bit.
Yeah, shout out to Maybach Dice. Shout out to Mr. GA, because we call him Mr. GA, but that nigga ain't an original down south boy. He's an up north boy, and shout out to him because he's not arrogant, and he likes to get his ass licked. And I got to give him props for that every time I think about it.
He is arrogant and cocky and conceited.
Well, you know what,
though?
Do you think that appreciation kind of takes the arrogance out of a situation? Because I believe that if you're truly appreciative of what you have going for you and who you connect with and who you've built with and the stuff that's going on for you, if you truly, truly appreciate something, it kind of doesn't give you the right to be arrogant because you appreciate what's going on. You know what I mean? And it's like that stuff can be stripped away from you in the blink of an eye and you'll be right back to square one. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I've also, in dealing with them, have learned that the arrogance that they come off with is a shield.
It's a defense mechanism. Yeah, sometimes it's like a defense mechanism. So.
You know? Because the motherfucker could be, like, two pennies broke, like, broke, and he's acting like he just hopped out the Benz, and you don't know because they don't really drive a lot because they ride the train everywhere, so you don't really know. He's on some other shit only to protect himself from looking like a broke-ass nigga because he thinks that's what you're going to call him, not realizing that a real bitch ain't supposed to call you a broke-ass nigga. They supposed to understand. Now, if you just sit on your ass all day and smoke L's and jack off, then maybe, yeah. But if you're really trying to do some shit, and let me rephrase that. If you are a paid member of the Chalk site, you can jack your dick all damn day. As long as your bill is paid and it clears your credit card, I still won't call you a broke-ass.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Or, if you're a listener and you don't have nothing to do but jack off all day and don't know how to make money, please hit one of us. We can make you a webcam model, and bitches will pay to watch you. And we will get a cut. I ain't going to lie to you. We're going to probably hit you for the 20%, but you will not be a broke nigga no more. So keep in mind, if you do smoke L's and jack your dick all day, we have the perfect job for you.
Wow. Capitalism at its finest. Gotta love it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Y'all are retarded. Like, I am sitting here running the show through Twitter. So, our fans can hear how retarded y'all are. And,
I thought we were having a stimulating conversation right now. That was, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah. This is very stimulating because people are like, they want to hear more sex. Y'all got motherfuckers worked up.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm
the
one who always
Twitter
gets on
the
dark business tip
tonight off of this, huh?
Okay, I'm going to do one more music question, and then we'll get back to totally sex with him. Noah, what are your plans on now incorporating Southern artists, the Southern feel, into your music so that you are totally all around the world? Same song.
Let me see. Well, I guess it's going to have to start with the actual beat selection because, you know, I kind of like listen to the instrumentals and I let it take me where it takes me. So it's going to have to start with the music first. So I'm going to have to get some Southern producers that are, you know, pretty prominent in what they're doing and send me some records that, you know, that are current sounding. You know what I mean? Not no dated shit that sounds like it was done fucking pre-Lil Jon era, but, you know, some shit that sounds current. And then I guess that's how I can go from there. I got to do a little homework on it and then, you know, learn about it a little more. And then maybe I can, you know, incorporate that as well. But, I mean, I believe that, you know, once I get rolling to where I want to be at, you know what I mean, I think it's going to be very beneficial for everybody. Because I've noticed that they're cleaning up hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So the rap game, like all the negative music, all the street music, all the gangster music, that shit is not selling no more. So if that's your lane and if that's your market, then you know, I suggest you find something else. Hi, baby. You know your daddy's in here, huh? Hi, baby. I apologize for the interruption, but my 2-year-old came and saw me. I was trying to hide from you. Hi, baby.
A 2-year-old hi. Is never an interruption.
Man, oh, hi. She came running across the room talking about daddy, daddy. Hi, baby. What you doing?
Oh.
Yeah, you trying to talk? What you mean, come on? Oh, daddy's busy, baby. What? Look at what? Look at what? Look at what? You're not scared, baby. Go back in the room, okay? Go with your sister.
No.
Why? She's like, no.
That's the favorite.
We can hear her. She's so cute.
Sit here with daddy, okay? Stay with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. And she talks good for two, so she's, you know, she's very well-versed.
Listen,
well,
believe me.
Hang around my granddaughter, Kayla, and maybe she can balance Kayla's evil ass out. That's a, ooh, she a badass little girl.
Listen, we won't expose her to Doogie, Chuck. We will not expose her to Doogie. That joke has been here before.
Kids are bad. I think it comes from the sperm. It don't come from the egg. It comes from the sperm. When kids are bad, it's because their daddy got some bad nut. It don't fuck That's all I was saying. Niggas, if y'all want bad kids, clean y'all shit up. I don't know what you gotta do, but clean that shit up. And don't be blaming it on the woman.
Oh, man.
Oh, Noah Jones is such a good daddy. Now, that's sexy as hell. Girls, he is single, so holler at him. LOL. Tweet!
Yeah, I love the kids, man. I love the kids. It's very
well,
precious just to see something that I made just running around and seeing them grow up and seeing them, you know, pick up on the little things that's going on. So it's a blessing.
Yes, that it
blessing.
Is.
I can't stand any mama worth shit, but I, you know, I love my kids though.
But you know
kids.
What? It takes a big man to still be there for the children when he can't stand the mama, because the mama has a big part to play in it. Believe it or not, we can make your life a total hell.
Oh yeah, and some
kids.
Of y'all do, but some of y'all do. But I mean, it's like, I mean, being a father to my kids is not nothing extra that I should be doing. You know what I mean? This is what I'm supposed to be doing as a man. So this is what I got to do. My dad wasn't there for me. I need to do it myself as a man, take care of my responsibilities. That's why you don't lay down with random females. You lay down with women who you can be with in case some shit like this happens. So, you know, that's why my stuff usually goes to term. But, you know, some women, they just don't give us credit. Like, in my situation, I don't get credit for shit. Like, if I'm supposed to get my kids only on the weekends, if I, like, me taking them this whole week so she can get back and forth to work, that's me doing some extra shit. But she throws it on me like, you're supposed to do that. No, that wasn't the arrangement. You know what I mean? So be thankful that, yeah, I'm cool enough to say, oh, you need me to take them 3-4 extra days? No problem. It's cool. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? But don't throw that on me like, oh, you're supposed to. No. If the court had said, yo, he's only supposed to see him on weekends to find another option, then she'd have been fucked. You know what I mean? Luckily for me, I don't have to go through that because I was always there for not only my two kids, her 11-year-old son as well. It is what it
they
is.
They forget that. They forget that. When you break up, they forget about the extra responsibilities that you took on that ain't really yours.
Oh,
they forget about
man.
That.
moving her whole family in. What about that? I moved her whole family in. Her mom's was living in a shelter, all of her mom's and her youngest brother. I moved all of them into my crib. And she wasn't paying shit. I had two full-time jobs working 96 hours a week. I was taking care of all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Putting my musical shit on hold. That's years of my career musically. Put all that shit on hold so that way I could play daddy and take care of her kid. And then mine came, and then it was like, oh. So then she just decided, once I stopped paying all her shit, like, you know what? We don't get along. I need to get up out of here. So that was what it was. As soon as I put the foot down, it was like, bitch, you don't appreciate me? I ain't paying for shit no more. She was like, fuck that. I'm out of here. So she grabbed the shit, took the kids, and left. So it is what it is. But I fight for mine, so I get them every single weekend. Huh, babies?
You know what, Charles? You know I got to do it because I forgot last week. Big ups to Noah Jones for being a good daddy. Big ups for my oldest boy for being a good daddy. My grandson is here now. Big ups to Kayla's daddy. What's his name, Chop Popo?
Poppy.
Poppy. Big, big ups to Poppy. Much love, Poppy. Big ups to Mark and Mike. Big ups to my husband who has raised 7 kids and we are at 3 grandkids. A lot of men would have left.
Big up to Pooh for dealing with you. Because she's my manager. I can only take her in spells. Like, wow. I have to get her a sedative.
And to any man I did not name, I got to remember Big Amp. The label consultant out of Florida with his senior son. He goes hard for his kid. And DJ Get Right, DJ Leezy. If I forgot you, they said I don't love you. It's just that my ass is old and damn forgot.
Yeah. I mean,
real daddies.
Oh,
somebody get him niggas a coochie coupon.
Noah, they said she wants to see your dick and not fuck
her on
the head.
Hold on, my daughter's giving me a problem right now. What you want, Riri? Come on now.
Damn, the team. Woo-wee.
Riri. Riri, you need to relax.
Huh? She wants
to
be the first tool, and she don't want to get bopped on the head.
Who's Nate?
Oh, that was the one that I was having a conversation with when you first came on, and you didn't want to get on the head. She was like, yeah, she don't want to get bopped on the head by P, but she wants to see your head. And the steel, and the little, yeah, she wants to see the whole tool. Shit, I'm all for that, too. Ain't nothing like a twit pick. All of it. You want to see from the line up under the nuts all the way to the tip of the head. You want to see what that little hole looks like. She's like, show her now.
Wow.
I don't
keep those kind of pictures laying around. You know what I'm saying? I don't keep those kind of pictures laying around. I'm pretty sure there's a couple of females out there that I've dealt with previously that do have a couple of pictures, though. So. I ain't never really been shy like that, so.
Actually, tell Nay, she does fall in the category of his titty fetish, so maybe she should hit him after the show.
She need to hit me on Twitter and be like, yo, I'm Nay from the show. Make sure she hits me up. We might could trade a little something. I'd see. You know what I'm saying?
And Noah will not tell P so you don't get bopped on the head. Okay.
Oh, I have a question for you. This is coming from FB, Facebook. Question is, do you like your ass licked?
Yeah, I'm extremely ticklish, so I've never had that done, and I'm not looking forward to doing it. So, you know.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Now, it's done properly and right.
You're pro ass licking, so you're gonna have a great way to spin it to make it comfortable. But me personally, you know, certain waters I've never delved into. Like, you know, want to know something else that's crazy? I've never had a threesome before, neither.
Wow.
What?
Never.
What?
I, of course, I want to have one before I'm ultra famous, because then I know what it'd be because I'm famous. But I've never had one before.
Where's Gigi at a time like this?
I'm here.
Seriously, never
okay,
have.
Thank you.
Hey, where are you at?
Two of these
right
women
here.
With these huge breasts. And you've never
what?
Had that. Two women with a huge breast.
No,
you've,
never.
You've never had that.
Never. I've never had that.
Wow.
I've never been in a room with two women that was bowed at the same time at all. You know what I'm saying? So, no, it's never happened before.
Have
oh,
you had two
Nate,
women
Nate,
in one day?
Have I had two women in one day? Yeah. Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've had two women in one day.
Nay, there he is. He's never had a threesome, so how you gonna help him, honey?
Ooh, really?
Yeah, no, I never have.
Well, I need my womansome first, but you know, me and my girls, that's one, two, and then me myself, so that would be, well, me and my girls is two, but they're big enough to equal enough for another person, so, you know. That would be a threesome in itself. And I was really kind of upset at the fact that he's had some bad titty-getting experiences, because whoever that was, they just didn't do it right. They got bra all jacked up. And then the clinch was because he's never had his anal cavities licked. What the hell? I mean, oh, my gosh, you have been deprived, sweetie. Really?
Wow. Should I be surprised?
Mm-hmm. And then you can't leave out when he hasn't done any southern music, so he's real deprived. But I got the music part. I got you in the south, Noah. All
right, baby, I appreciate
it. Really, I don't make no asses or none of that other stuff, but I got you on the music.
And, I have you when you're ready to make your debut on the cover screen. You can wear a mask, but with that big tattoo on your neck, people are gonna know.
I got a lot.
And
of
then once I get my solo debut with you, then Chalk and I may handle that issue that you had with not having three weather they
got.
So we got you covered.
Goodness gracious. Well, I'm honored to have that opportunity, so I'm very grateful.
Now, if we fuck you up mentally,
you're not getting no disability check, Noah. I just want you to know that.
You said if you do what?
If we fuck you up mentally, you ain't getting no disability check.
I'm falling off. Nah, you ain't got to worry about that. I'm very strong. Very, very strong.
Yeah,
I'm alpha male when it comes to that.
You say you very strong.
Yeah, I'm strong when it comes to being, you know, the mental side of things, you know what I mean? You ain't got to worry about that. I'm an alpha male when it comes to that. So we good.
But even the alpha male can curl up in the fetal position sucking his thumb saying, baby, please don't do me like that no more. Don't tell my boys.
Well, you know it, guys. We're getting ready to get kicked off the air, so I have to thank Noah Jones for coming on, sharing his story, his music. He's coming back on. Follow him at NoahJones714 on Twitter. Tuesday night, we got Ball Greasy. Next Friday, we have Noah. If y'all enjoyed the show tonight, I don't know how Noah's going to give it up next week, but I'm going to try my best to crack his sexy-ass skull because he's so intellectual. This is going to be like me interviewing KRS-One. He's so fucking political. But, you know, pussy overrules everything, so I got one up on him. You guys can catch this interview on Twitter or logging in to Blog Talk and seeing Cali Style with Noah Jones. I got it running on Twitter like 5 times throughout the day and through the night. I love you guys. This has been cool. Noah, DM me your information so we can rock with you and get you down in the dirty and get you up in Nae Nae's clean, clean pussy. Shout out to Tom D.